is Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover. Tupac and I ran in the same circle.
Doogie.
Oh. Don't talk to me for a year.
Leader.
I didn't quit it.
Charlie.
Said I look like a wombat.
And Jeffrey.
He wanted me to take him to get some green.
Oh my God.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. You can give us a call at that number. You can also text us. That comes into the studio in real time. Text that same number. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way to get a hold of us is to give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. We will get to email here in just a moment. Bedford Bart wants a mood check on Mr. Jeffrey LaRoque, who's here today.
Yeah, I'm good. I said hi this morning. I said yo to Dieter, so yeah.
All right, he's in a good mood. He said hello to Dieter. That means all
I said hello
well.
To you, but I could barely. I was. You just said hello and like so quiet where you thought I couldn't almost hear you. Almost like Anthony. Hello, like that.
But did I say anything?
You did say something, but I just couldn't make out what you said. So I'm assuming you said hello.
Okay. All right.
So.
Thank you, Jeffrey. All right, lots of stuff to talk about this morning. I'm probably the only one of everyone on the show. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't speak that early. I watched a lot of that, quite a bit. I listened to, really, a lot of that Facebook testimony.
Zuckerberg
in front of Congress. What a waste of time that is for the American public. Those,
how great was that?
Those senators don't know what the hell they're talking about. They don't know diddly squat. And some of these guys are 100 years old. They're trying to ask the founder of Facebook technology questions. It was embarrassing. I'm sure you'll have that coming up in the news. Mm-hmm. Tiffany writes, hey, Rover, I was wondering if you and the crew would consider coming to Omaha, Nebraska. You have lots of fans here that listen to you on iHeartRadio. Maybe in June during the College World Series. It's so much fun. Everyone from all over the United States comes here during it, and you guys should definitely be here. June College World Series. But that is our list of possible places to go. Sounds like that would be right up Dieter's alley.
Where is it?
At Omaha, Nebraska.
Hell
bunch
yeah.
Of college students.
Oh, man. Party time.
You know, dumb question. There was a guy that called in and said, I think June was also Sturgis.
Yeah.
Where's that?
That's in one of the Dakotas.
Yeah.
North Dakota, South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put those in.
Josh writes, dear Rover, I've been a fan for about 6 years. I love your show, but can someone please get Jeffrey some sort of mouthwash for dry mouth? I don't know how much longer I can listen to him lip smack and his constant cotton mouth. Please, please, please.
I brushed my teeth this morning, and I did use mouthwash.
Whoa. You okay?
What was that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You have a little bit of a seizure there?
Well, here's the thing. If I had a seizure on the air, everyone would cheer. Oh, my God, he's dead.
Right.
So that's what I'm
saying. Having a seizure doesn't mean that you die.
Are you coughing?
Well, it doesn't matter. I think everyone would probably cheer and say, okay, we can lock this tart up.
Did he try to did he try to cough and cover it up? Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. I didn't try to cough.
When he laughs, he coughs now. That's the thing. Should I get him to laugh?
It's funny.
We almost lost Jeffrey a couple days ago on the aftermath. He took a sip of his coffee, and I didn't know if he was coming back. His face started going red. He couldn't breathe. He almost was vomiting.
I think you have it in yesterday's folder.
Oh, great.
Yes. It's
real. And is this all about...
oh, my God.
Pay close attention to Dieter's microphone.
Fantastic.
Oh, God.
Is it all from coughing? Is that what it is?
Well, no, he was... I think it's probably related. If you're just drinking coffee, you'll hear a weird sound.
In yesterday's folder, is this...
Yeah.
Oh, Jeffrey has cough attack?
Yeah, because we're recapping the bet, and then you'll hear this noise that he's making.
That's a fan that Jeffrey just did that. So also, he's a big fan of the show.
Wait, hold on. Nothing's...
No, that's it. You're that's watching it correctly.
Oh, okay. All right. It just has a still
a fan
photo
that Jeffrey
up there.
Just did that. So also, he's a big fan of the show and of Jeffrey.
Probably also a huge fan of wrestling. Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, God.
Puking?
Are you puking? Go ahead. Let it out. Jeffrey, what's happening? Explain to me.
Talk to us, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, talk
to us. I can't talk. When the car went down my windpipe.
Talk more. Tell us. What happened? So, take me through this. Jeffrey, tell me all about the lunatic asylum from beginning to end. Go. So what time did you leave Friday?
I got coffee, man.
Friday, you left at what time? Jeffrey, Friday, what time did you leave?
5 o'clock.
And then what happened? Where'd you drive to?
West Virginia.
Tell us the route you took.
Yes,
to get
what
there.
Route did you take? Tell me exactly the highways you took.
Now, do now.
I need to know the highways. You took I-90 to what?
That's about it.
Oh, God, that's good stuff.
Doogie came down with water to try to save his life.
I was scared.
Well, I was actually choking on my coffee because it went down my trachea instead of my esophagus. So if I choked and died, like I said, the guys just put me in a pine box and buried me 6 feet under. Nobody would really care.
Did you clean the mic after?
Huh?
Did you clean the mic
after? No, I'm sorry, Dieter. I didn't get to spray the mic down, so I apologize for that.
Yeah.
Can we talk about facial hair really quick?
Okay, well, let's see.
Come back in there, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
Sheriff.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, let me look at your facial hair. What's... Jeffrey.
Hello?
Jeffrey, come back.
Jeffrey!
Hey, can we get the light fixed out on Skid Row? I mean,
it's
I know
possible.
It's only been 6 months since
it's... It's not possible.
What do you mean it's not possible?
There is some battle between the building units and electricity and our... situation. Like, we can't fix it. Something has to be done through the building. We have tried 10 times to get it fixed. It won't get fixed. They can't do it.
Who have you tried with?
Oh, our engineers and our building managers. It's insane that we can't get it fixed. Insane. There's something wrong with something in the building.
Okay, so they should come and fix it. Simple.
I'm telling you, I've tried. Charlie, anyone else have this witness, this...
Oh, yeah. I've submitted a bunch of trouble tickets. They've come down multiple times after the show, and they tell Doogie, they just hold their hands up.
There's nothing we can do.
I'll just declare war on the building.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, it's rental. They should, right? We're renting the space. I'm
That's
assuming.
Correct. That's right.
They need to fix that.
That's right.
Who would I even... Should I go through
Keith? Just telling
Keith?
You, if you're a tenant and you're wondering if you should...
Should I go through Keith again?
Just saying. I mean, we could go down Keith. That route if we need to.
I'll write that one down. And I made a mistake with Sturgis. It is not June. It's August.
Okay.
August.
Jeff, what do you want to point out about Jeffrey's facial hair? Well, it looks like he...
We're discussing a lot about how Nads was trying to grow a goatee recently, and he wasn't really able to do it. And then Jeffrey had a full beard just as of Monday.
Yep.
And then what does he have Wednesday?
And then today he comes in with a goatee. Almost trying to one-up.
You did good, too.
Swagger jacking, dude.
One up.
It does look really
good. Is
that
good. What it, did you try to one up Nads with your goatee?
No, I've had goatees before.
Looks good.
I know, but the timing of it is suspect.
Well, I figure I'd try and get the goatee before he got it.
Nice. All right. So
good job.
Yours looks way better, too.
Good job. Yes. Much fuller.
Yeah. You win.
Yeah. Fernando writes, yo, Rover, it's the Mex from Tex again, and I would like my nickname to be Tex-Mex. They say that everyone, I don't know if you get to pick your own nickname, though. You know, I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
If you got to pick your own nickname, I'm huge penis. Oh, really? Okay. They say that everyone has a price, and Dieter being the biggest homophobe would rather agree to sex with his mom than a guy. You're going about it the wrong way. No amount of money will change his ways. But What about something he really cares about? Dieter, would you service Arnold Schwarzenegger if it meant you would take his place in life starting from when he became famous?
No, I couldn't do that to a guy. There's no way.
You will still look like yourself, but have his life. You'd be the greatest bodybuilder of all time, the baddest Terminator, governor of California, and a legend.
Wow, that's tough. I couldn't get on my knees for a guy,
you
man.
You couldn't do it, even to have that life.
The Predator, Running Man, Commando. Ugh. I couldn't do it.
You all right over there?
Jesus.
Let's see here. Casey writes, "Yo, Rover, Long Island loves you. I started listening to the show almost 5 years ago. A few weeks ago, I moved back to Long Island, New York yesterday. A fan emailed in. It was from Suffolk County on Long Island, which is where I live now. So excited. There is another RMG fan in the area. Love you guys." Casey, maybe you and that fan can start the Long Island Rover's Morning Glory fan club. It would just be the two of you, but who knows? Could be fun. Adam writes, "Yo, Rover, I live in San Diego. I'm listening to you talk about the San Diego radio stations." This got cut off. This email, when I printed out, it's cut off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know what you did there. I'll have to get back to that one. Sorry.
90 to 490
to 1. Sorry, I didn't mean to play that Jeffrey clip again.
It was so good, though. You could.
Something in my eye.
I have a magnifying mirror.
I don't need a magnifying mirror. What am I going to magnify? Something in my eye?
To pick the hair out or whatever's in your eye.
Christus Floppy Meat Wallet writes, "I'm way behind on watching the shows, so I'm just now getting to your trip to Las Vegas from last September. My God, Jesus. This person really is behind. With such close-up shots of Jeffrey, I'm really seeing how much he talks out of the left side of his mouth. Does he have some kind of facial nerve paralysis like Sylvester Stallone and Milo or Milo Ventimiglia? I don't know who that is. Could it be related to the big scar he has on the right side of his face? It doesn't seem to affect his creepy Grinch smile, though." Jeffrey, first of all, smile. Big smile. Okay, yeah, there. Both sides of his mouth operate. Okay, now, Jeffrey, tell me, do you speak out of one side of your mouth?
Really? When that start?
You can't write this stuff.
I can't write it. I can't get him to turn his microphone on either.
Jeez.
I mean,
again.
It's only been 10 years.
Oh, I thought Nads may have turned it on because I thought Nads was going to turn it on. And
you know that
mic.
If you want to double check, there's a way to do that, right?
Okay. Well,
you just look down and see if it's turned on or off.
Okay, Nads, I get the point here. All right. Anyways, no, I don't know what the problem is. I don't like watching myself, nor much less listening to myself talk.
But do you talk out of one side of your mouth?
No, I don't. It might be appeared to you guys, but I don't think I do.
Okay, all right. Is it related to the scar you have on the side of your face?
No.
You were bitten by a dog, right?
Right, I was like 13 at the time.
German Shepherd just latched onto you.
No, it was a Golden Retriever.
Oh, it was a Golden Retriever. Okay.
I told the story on the air, I think maybe about 2 years ago.
He stepped on the tail, right?
No. What happened was I knelt down to pet it, you know, and give it a hug. You know, it's a very nice dog and everything. And I inadvertently knelt on its foot, and it yelped.
Oh.
And it was a freak accident. And then my friend's mom, you know, there's two brothers living around the block from me, and she was so sorry it happened. And, you know, if the dog could talk, the dog would apologize.
Oh.
Did you put the dog down?
No.
Ashley writes, "My brother Ryan, an avid listener, and I had the same conversation about Metallica yesterday. He thought the email this morning about Sad Patrol was from me." Yeah, Dieter, there was someone who emailed. Dieter thought that the Metallica song was not sad but true, but Sad Patrol when he was a kid. Like they had an army of people who would go out, and if you were sad,
get your ass
kicking your ass. They were the Sad Patrol.
I want to join it. I want to get in that group.
Sad Patrol. Yeah. Until last week, Ashley says, I thought Metallica's Sad But True was Sand Patrol. I've been singing Sand Patrol forever. It wasn't until the name of the song actually popped up on my radio screen that I made the embarrassing discovery.
They're looking for sand?
Yeah.
Well, my had a reason.
They're out on the beach. Sand Patrol. You in the Speedo. Put on some clothes, we're the Sand Patrol. apparently I am not alone, Ashley says. Don't worry, my husband, brother, and father all love Metallica and were very disappointed in me. If you listen carefully, you will hear Sand Patrol that they're singing. I think it's. I hear Sad Patrol.
Yeah, for
it should
sure.
Be Sad Patrol.
I don't hear the sand.
Sierra writes, Yo Rover, I heard Nads and Snits on the Aftermath last week say they went to go see A Quiet Place. That's a movie. I'm just curious if the movie is all subtitles or not, because I would love to go see it in theaters, but I'm visually impaired and have a hard time reading the subtitles in the theater. I know it sounds silly because the theater screen is so huge, but trying to focus on the subtitles while also trying to see the details of the actual movie is hard when you are visually impaired.
They do a lot of sign language in that. Do you guys remember subtitles on the bottom?
Yeah, they use the subtitles to interpret to help moviegoers interpret the sign language.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so if there's sign language, then she could just watch that instead of the subtitles.
But yeah. They also want to know what the characters are saying in sign language, too.
Well, the one girl in the movie is actually deaf.
She's not deaf. She's visually impaired.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So my mistake.
But
sorry.
Also, there's even them whispering, there's subtitles for it. So there's a lot of subtitles.
Okay, so Sierra, a lot of subtitles. I went to go see a movie with a deaf girl once, and we went at a place where it was Independence Day was the movie. And it was like a year or two after it came out in the regular theaters, they put it in the deaf theater, which had subtitles, which they don't normally do. Now I'm sure that's probably, I don't know what they do. Maybe they have different technology now. But at the time, it was a big deal if they put a movie out and it had the subtitles on screen, because they'd make like two prints of that one print, and they would ship it around the entire country, because let's face it, they're just not enough deaf people in the country probably to make it economical for them to, and the actual prints of those movies. Maybe it's different now because some of them are delivered digitally now. But at the time, it was an actual print, you know, reels of film that they would have to ship, just the probably weighed hundreds of pounds, I would assume.
Don't they still have those? Like, it's been a while since I've been in them. I think the last movie I saw was
Projector.
Do they still have those? You look
up. Some, but some are delivered digitally, and some are actually, sure, there's still a projector, Doogie, but...
If it's digitally, there's no... I guess I never
thought
of that.
There's no actual film reel that's...
Have you ever been, like, remember the days when the film would totally screw up and you would see it go up and everyone's sitting there going, what the hell's going on, and it broke or something happened? So those days are long gone?
Well, no, a lot of theaters still use those, but some there are digital distribution. It's cheaper to do digital distribution. Okay. Think about that. You wouldn't really think about this in the movie business, but if a movie is on 3,000 screens, you have to have 3,000 prints of film, which I don't know how long, how many feet. I mean, they come in multiple reels, multiple giant ass things. So they have to ship them to the theater, which just the shipping cost alone, the printing cost, it's a lot, probably millions of dollars to do that. But with digital, They make one copy that is on a server, encrypted, I guess.
Yeah.
And then it's distributed right to the theater.
Okay.
Simple.
And they
easy
don't last,
peasy.
They don't last forever either, those reels. They're super heavy, first of all. They come in multiple reels. The projectionist has to put them together onto the giant reel. But they don't last. They wear out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really a...
So they can't make each time, they can't make a bunch of prints for deaf people. Anyway.
I guess I never thought of it.
Thing is, I went to go see this. I couldn't stop reading the subtitles. Like, I have my hearing, and I could hear what they were saying.
It's
but
it's like automatic.
Yeah, and the girl was like, you're reading the subtitles. You can hear what they're saying. I go, I know, but it's distracting.
Yeah.
The Greek writes, I don't think this is the Greek
I was gonna say.
From our West Palm Beach station. This is a different, this is the Greek, and that's just Greek.
Okay. There.
I've never seen so-called grown men react like such little pussies over something as ridiculous as spoiled food containers. Talking of Charlie and Nads, God help them in the event of something more disgusting like a baby diaper filled with pureed feces and urine overload. Grow a set, you metrosexual pansies.
It was
cool. This guy's really good at sniffing poop.
Congratulations.
It was pretty bad.
I just dealt with pureed feces a couple weeks ago. It's like, that's what I have to deal with at 6:30 in the morning.
What
every
was
morning.
Worse?
Oh, the mess we found in the bathroom, Dieter, was the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Was there ever an update as to the...
No, only more questions. No answers.
You know, maybe a warning. Like,
maybe
we didn't even get in trouble.
Maybe you shouldn't have taken that out.
What?
It was, we found here a few weeks ago what was basically a poop bomb in the bathroom, which turned out to be some colostomy bag that was
filled to the.
Oh, just poop smeared all over the women's restroom here. I mean, the stench, when you got off the elevator, it hit you. Like, whoa, where is that coming from? It was bad. And it started to go throughout the whole floor. So you guys actually removed, after you discovered what it was, you removed it. I think perhaps it should have been left.
You're right.
And right now, you're just like, you're a hero that... did something in a war out in the jungle, unbeknownst to anyone. Like, history did not note what you did, dear,
right,
taking that poop out. No one knows.
I want credit for it.
Brian writes, I'm a big fan. To make this quick, I'll get to the point of why I'm emailing today. I started seeing this girl in September of last year. And this past weekend, it started with her going out Friday and texting me at 7 p.m. that she is leaving. And then 9 p.m. rolls by and she's still not home. Well, she finally gets home and I just say, don't lie next time about stupid stuff like this. And she goes off on this rant that I have nothing to worry about. And then she quoted out this line, you're the only guy I've never cheated on.
Oh.
How can I now trust this girl? I'd rather have not known that I'm the only guy that she supposedly didn't cheat on. Is she being weirdly honest and maybe I should trust her? I don't know what to do. Rover, help me out. Brian, how many guys has she cheated on? I think that's important. If you're talking about one or two and you're the only guy that she hasn't cheated on, you know, it's one or two. If she has a pattern of 20 guys, then you might be in for some trouble, my friend. And
even if it's more than one, if it was a slip up once, okay, twice maybe, but if it's more than two, that's not good.
Brian, if you really want to also get to the bottom of it, B2 and I have, I never thought that I would turn this on as a guy, but I don't care because I'm not, I mean, there's nothing to hide. I have to find my friends, and it's turned on so she can see where I am and I can see where she is. It's very convenient. I can just look and see where it cuts out a lot of chit chat. I can look and see where she's at. If she's still at the store, I can go, hey, pick me up some shaving cream or whatever. If yesterday I went to the doctor and then I went to Rolling Glory One, the bus, and, I mean, she can check and see where I am and oh, he's still at the bus. You know, it's very, it's convenient. Now, I would only do that if I were a guy willingly. If a chick wants you to do that.
Well, who asked who to do this? I'm guessing she asked you to do it because she does it with her family. So when she broached the subject, you obviously didn't have a problem with it. So
I don't know how it got started, to be honest.
It had to have, she does it with her family.
It might have been for a specific thing or something. I don't know. I don't remember. But if a girl wanted that, demanded that, I'd say, bitch, get the hell out of here. But it's convenient. Now, this is what I'm saying to Brian. You could say, why don't we turn this on, honey?
No, now it's too late. I mean, don't you think?
And then you can see what she's doing. If she says she's leaving at 7 p.m. and 2 hours later, she's still not over there, what's she doing?
Well, if she says no to that, then you know.
I mean, that is kind of weird, though. I think that's really weird. Someone you've been dating a few months, they ask you to be able to track them, you know, 24/7. They want to be able to track you.
Yeah, not good.
I don't know about that. All right, I do have to take a break. The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Dougie?
We will talk about Mark Zuckerberg. You mentioned that earlier. We're going to...
Oh, waste of time.
Also, this picture that's gone viral regarding Zuckerberg. It's so funny. I feel bad for the poor guy. Also, I'm not a fan of Khloe Kardashian, the pregnant one. I feel really bad for her, and I officially hate Tristan Thompson. We'll talk about this story coming up next.
All right. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. We will get to the news right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Doesn't get better by chance.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
It gets better by choice.
Choose Rover's Morning Glory and improve your life. Kind of.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
I really hate Tristan Thompson from the Cavaliers.
Why?
Oh, wait to hear the latest story. I'm so devastated by this. We'll talk about that. Also, Mark Zuckerberg and what he did yesterday for for Congress. He talked about Facebook. The picture that's gone viral with this is so funny. I feel sorry for Mark Zuckerberg. It's pretty good.
I feel sorry for the senators asking the questions because they were really exposed to know nothing about which they ask about. It was really embarrassing. And Facebook, Zuckerberg did a great job. So that we're all talking about data privacy and what Facebook is doing with your data. Zuckerberg, and I'm probably one of the three people that watched this, almost this entire thing. He did a fantastic job of really steering the discussion and making people think we're talking about photos being uploaded to Facebook. He's like, well, people get to choose who sees their information. When they upload a photo or they send a message or they make a post, they get to decide who sees that. That's not the information we're talking about. Facebook is collecting all sorts of information on you, and it's not the stuff that you're posting. It's not your pictures. They're collecting your location data. They're able to match that. It's not only what they collect, but what they're able to do with it. They're able to match that to where you are. I mean, they can track you and put you wherever. I mean, they know everything about you. But he's making it sound like we're just talking about, oh, well, of course, when you upload a picture, you get to choose who gets to see it. That's not what people are concerned about. But because these senators were so overmatched, many of them didn't know what the hell they were talking about. And some you could tell that their staff had written questions for them and they were stumbling and bumbling through the questions.
Zuckerberg is so smart, too, and he knows
he's awkward, though.
Oh, he's a nerd, isn't he?
Really awkward.
Yeah, really awkward.
He'd start every answer with, Senator. It was so annoying.
It was respectful.
Maybe every now and then, but not every single time that you answer. You know, you're talking to the same guy.
Yeah.
Dieter, I don't think that that's the right thing to do. Dieter, you're right. Dieter, you don't do that. And Senator, he had a couple. Senator was it, and then in general was his other phrase. Because he didn't want to get boxed in on anything.
It's funny. I was watching CNN.
Do you sell people's data, Senator? In general, we don't sell data. Well, what about that time that you do? So it was a big waste of time, and it's unbelievable that our Congress wastes so much time on this kind of nonsense.
Yesterday, I was watching CNN, and I was flipping through the news channels because you had Zuckerberg waiting to testify, and you also had Sarah Huckabee Sanders for the White House briefing.
Yeah, going on so at the same time.
Yeah, so they're going back and forth.
God, I can't stand her. She's so bitchy.
But I was so looking forward to yesterday's press conference. So the briefing. So they were showing as Zuckerberg walked in, he's seated there, and he's just looking at every senator, and he's nodding.
Well, yeah, they really...
What are you doing?
They trained him. I mean, they sat for weeks and...
He must have done it for like 5 minutes.
Coached him on...
just nodding at them.
On how to, they did these mock trials, basically, for him. I saw an article about this where they recreated this so he would be prepared for, you know, which is smart. That's fine. But, you know, these senators, they clamor all over this stuff. The only reason is because he is a celebrity entrepreneur. You know, he's a famous guy worth a lot of money. If this were some other CEO of a company that no one knows, it wouldn't be, but they know that the cameras are going to be there. They know that this is going to get attention, and they can't help themselves. They want to get on TV. But really nothing came out of this. The discussion was not serious, barely scratched the surface. There was no serious discussion about any of this stuff yesterday, and all the hours and hours and hours, nothing meaningful came out of this.
Just get ready. I mean, we're already talking about it. Do you want to go into
some
audio?
We'll get to that in a moment. Okay. Let me go to Matt in Minnesota. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey.
I actually have a conundrum for you, or a question to ask you.
Yes.
I have my girlfriend, one of her best friends, she was dating this guy, and the guy cheated on her or something like that, and she was kicking the guy out of her house, and she went through all of this stuff, and she ended up going into his computer or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and she found a bunch of weird pictures of, like, the guy sleeping with stuffed animals, dressing them up in women's undergarments, and his genitals and such out in pictures with little stuffed animals and weird stuff. I mean,
when you say sleeping, like, with stuffed animals, do you mean like sleeping with your eyes closed or sleeping like cutting a hole in the stuffed animal and railing it?
I don't know if there was any holes cut in said stuffed animals, but there were fornicating pictures, kind of rubbing
with stuffed animals
on it. Yes, rubbing yourself on it.
Are these her stuffed animals, or whose stuffed animals?
Yeah, like little kids' stuffed animals. Like, and that's the other thing. This guy is 40 years old, and the girl has kids, and it's just, it's beyond.
Oh, yeah, that's disturbing.
I've never even heard of anything like that.
Oh, this is a sickness.
Yeah, I've heard of people with animals. I've heard of people with anything else, but... This is
stuffed animals is a new one.
I don't think it's a sickness, Dieter. Isn't it just a fetish?
Plushophilia. Oh, fetish, sickness. Yeah, yeah.
See, that's a term somebody else had used. The one Dieter just said is that it is just like he's putting woman's panties on these teddy bears, and it's just weird.
All right. First of all, so she broke up with this guy, right?
She did, but then she took him back.
Oh, okay. Well, she's a dumbass. Listen, you find these photos. First of all, the guy cheats on you. If you can get over that and you want to accept that, that's your decision to make, I suppose, as a woman. Depends on the relationship beforehand. Depends if you think he's going to do it again. Depends whether you have a problem with it. Depends on a lot of things. So if she decides that she wants to take him back, that's her business, I suppose. But once she found these photos and she has kids, sorry, but you don't let this guy around and you have kids. Right. Maybe it is just he has a fetish for stuffed animals. Could be.
Exactly.
Maybe that's it. Maybe people have that. Maybe the guy just loves rubbing his junk on a soft, furry little... beaver. Okay? But do you want to take that chance? I don't think
He's like been a weird person before. Like he's got like a jail past, and you know, like he's been in jail, and he's just had weird.
Yeah. You don't let this guy, you don't date this guy in the first place. He's been in and out of jail. That's probably a red flag to this friend of yours, okay? Second of all, you have the kids. You want this guy, you don't let this creep, you don't let this guy around your kids. You don't date a guy. First of all, if you have kids, forget whether he's banging stuffed animals or not. You don't date a guy who's been in and out of jail.
He's a bad boy.
Okay. It'll be real bad when he sodomizes your 6-year-old. You know, okay. Bad boy. Have fun with that, sweetheart.
I actually see this a lot because these people, you know, these broads get so lonely or a girl gets so lonely and then they have to date a guy. He's just a total piece of trash.
No, they're, listen.
Look at me, for example.
Yeah.
What? Just don't have sex for six years?
I haven't dated.
Most people aren't like you, dude.
That's
most
extreme.
Most people have a working vagina that they,
I'm extreme.
They want to keep up.
Nobody wants to be alone.
Exactly. Listen, these women, I get it. Some of them have low self-esteem, but you don't have to settle. I don't care if you're an ugly girl and you don't have much going for you. You know what? Go with an ugly guy who doesn't have much going for him, but one that's not in and out of jail and banging stuffed animals. You don't have to stoop to that low. You don't have to, they have kids. You don't bring this around your kids.
Has anybody on the show ever banged a stuffed animal?
I
know one person has.
I've never heard of anything so weird.
Yeah, well, I haven't either.
I'll tell you one person, and you say you've never heard of it, Matt. Dieter, tell us about your sexual experiences with Teddy Ruxpin.
One time as a kid, yeah, you know how the mouth would move? You put the tape in the back? Well, you could figure out the rest. My mom caught me.
That's why it was so sticky.
Yeah, why is the mouth stuck together all the time? Well, hey.
My friend lost his virginity to a Hulk Hogan wrestling buddy.
Oh, God, that's homosexual.
He cut a hole right in it.
I mean, that's a man he's having sex with.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
How big was the Hulk Hogan doll?
Oh, the wrestling buddies were probably this big. Yeah.
Yeah. They were big. You could, like, wrestle with them. I had the same doll.
Is it a plush doll? Like a soft?
Yeah, it's soft, but it's massive. I mean, it's, what was this, 3 feet?
Uh-huh.
And it had, like, arms like this and legs. You can, like, put it into a body slam and twist it up like a pretzel, 69 it,
uh-huh.
Like Naz's buddy.
It's like a sex doll.
Oh, exactly.
That Ruxpin doll, the mouth is pretty small.
Yeah, I was a kid.
It's extremely small.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this wasn't last year.
I don't know.
You investigated it.
It is small, Dieter.
It is real small.
I was brushing the teeth.
Was it eating corn on the cob?
You think they made it that small on purpose? Like, at least no one will ever try to do that.
You know? Got past them.
Oh, God.
Brandon and Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Then we'll get to the shizzy. Go ahead, Brandon.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Yo!
I just wanted to call in. I've been listening to you guys the last couple of days talking about song lyrics that you've mistaken over time, and I just wanted to call in with mine.
Yeah.
AC/DC's Dirty Deeds. When I was a kid, my dad used to always listen to rock and roll. I used to think that they were saying Dirty Deeds and the Thunder Chief.
You know, a lot of people, I think, believe that. In fact, I think someone on the show might have thought that. Was that you, Charlie, or someone I thought believed that? Here it is.
Thunder Chief.
Dirt Chief is the actual line. But I understand how people think it's Thunder Chief. Brandon, you're not the biggest dumbass we've talked to today. Trust me.
Awesome.
I think other people made that same mistake. Thank you, Brandon. Yes, Jeffrey, what is it? You're hovering.
No, I was, I don't know. It's like, I've heard this song before. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Really?
So, I'm just saying.
All right, thanks for having me.
I'm just saying
that
I think I can hear where people can mistake it for Dirty Deeds Thunder Chief, you know. So
when we talk about Mark Zuckerberg testifying in front of Congress, Jeffrey's going to run in and, I've used Facebook before.
I don't think so. I wouldn't want to see myself in a congressional hearing.
I would. I'd pay for that. Wouldn't that be great? Are you ready for the shizzy douche?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, I was going to get into a whole bunch of fun stuff with the president, but I'll save that for the next hour. Let's just start right off the bat with Mark Zuckerberg. So, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg sat in front of Congress yesterday, and the picture that has now gone viral is very embarrassing for the 5'7" executive. He was squirming.
See that tiny?
Squirming in a chair. And on the chair, there was a booster seat.
Oh, my God. That is.
Come on.
That is terrible.
I feel so sorry for him.
Oh, my God.
Who thought it would be good to do this 4-inch pad?
I didn't know he was 5'7 either. I thought he was like a lanky 6'3 nerd.
5'7. I had no idea. He's a tiny little midget. I had no idea. That is.
They shouldn't
have
done that.
That's a great photo. Look at that. He is in a booster seat.
He is.
What difference would it make? Why would he sit on that?
Because it makes you look.
No, but like the camera's just on him. There's no point of reference to see how big he is.
Well, because the desk would be up at his neck.
Right. Yeah.
That's what they were trying to avoid, pictures of
nipples.
That going viral.
Right.
But
and
which
this
one's worse? This is worse.
This is way worse.
You could get a different chair.
Just get a bigger chair.
Right. I mean,
this is so obvious.
This guy has billions of dollars. Travel with your own chair if you need to.
I'm so embarrassed for him. I hope he doesn't use it again today. You can't.
That is really funny.
Yes. So, oh, God. So that's the picture that's going around on Capitol Hill. But they did, obviously, you have a lot of audio if you want to get right to it. So this, of course, we've
just been talking about it. Where do I jump in, Charlie?
57 seconds.
57 seconds. Here he is apologizing for Facebook. And
he's explaining how things could go wrong. First, he talks about how great his community is and every good thing they're doing.
Oh, my God. If I had to hear the story of how he started Facebook in his dorm, he went back to that well like 10 times.
But they don't know. But they don't know.
Yes, they do.
These guys know.
Yes,
they don't know a lot.
Everyone knows the story of Facebook. Literally everyone knows that story.
Not the old guys.
It's a major motion picture. I think you have an idea of it.
People know that. And he's just using that to be like, I'm still a regular guy. Sure, I'm worth billions. But I started this in my dorm. And you can't expect us to have everything right because I started it in my dorm room with my buddy. Here he is.
But it's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. And that goes for fake news, for foreign interference in elections and hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry.
Aww.
I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here. So now, we have to go through all of our relationship with people and make sure that we're taking a broad enough view of our responsibility. It's not enough to just connect people. We have to make sure that those connections are positive. It's not enough to just give people a voice. We need to make sure that people aren't using it to harm other people or to spread misinformation.
Yeah, he had to answer for one of his executives putting out a memo a while ago that said, hey, if people use Facebook, terrorists use it, and they blow people up, it's not our problem. Connecting people is inherently good, and you know it outweighs the bad things that people could do on Facebook. Yes, I guess somewhat of a point, but that doesn't mean you don't try to stop bad things from happening on Facebook.
Well, did you see the? Go ahead.
What?
There's another. Did you have some other audio? No,
another clip? Well, okay. Orrin Hatch, where do I jump in on this?
Orrin Hatch, you can just play.
Okay.
Mr. Zuckerberg, I remember well your first visit to Capitol Hill back in 2010. You spoke to the Senate Republican High Tech Task Force, which I chair. You said back.
It's really comforting that the Senate High Tech Task Force is run by this guy. Who's 156?
Well, listen to his question, too.
Once he gets
to the actual question.
Back then, that Facebook would always be free. Is that still your objective?
Senator, yes. There will always be a version of Facebook that is free.
Now, pay close attention to his answer there. There will always be a version of Facebook that is free. Facebook is currently now free, but there will be a version. What does that mean? Means that they're going to come out with some sort of premium product that you're going to pay for.
It's free. It is our mission to try to help connect everyone around the world and to bring the world closer together. In order to do that, we believe that we need to offer a service that everyone can afford, and we're committed to doing that.
Well, if so, how do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?
Senator, we run ads.
I see.
Gee, I mean, how do you make money?
How do you not know that?
It's like people call in to me and they ask, they go, Rover, I don't pay for the radio. How do you guys make money? Oh, I don't know. How do you think we make money? It's weird. People don't think about
that. That was, I just, in my car, and I'm like, did my radio go out? What happened here?
No, I have a better clip. Let me see if I can find this. Here is, here's a good one. Jump right into this Durbin question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Zuckerberg, would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you've messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
I think that might be what this is all about.
Yeah, this guy actually has it right. This guy, who's this guy?
Durbin.
Dick Durbin, is that this guy's name? I think it is. I don't know if he's a Republican or a Democrat or who he is, but...
This is good.
This guy actually, he's got it right. This is what we're talking about. It's not we're not talking about posting photos on Facebook and who can see them and who can't. We're talking about the data that Facebook and other companies collect without your knowledge, and you have really you don't know everything that they're collecting on you, and what that's being used for. Not only the collection, but what is it being used for? What's it being cross-referenced with? How can they track you? One of the questions was, does Facebook track users even when you're not logged into Facebook? Do you track users to see what websites they visit? And his answer, Zuckerberg's answer was, yes, they do. I can answer it for them. Yes, they do. They're not the only site that does that, obviously, with cookies. But... they're able to take the data, which in and of itself may not be a big deal. You go, okay, so they have this on me, they have that on me, they have my location data. But then when they overlay that with all the other data that they collect on you, what are you searching for? What websites are you going to? They're able, think about this, they know if you go to... if you do a web search for herpes, and then they're able to see that you have gone on the same day you go to, or the next day you then go to a clinic, and then you go to a pharmacy, because they have your location data. They know. Facebook essentially then knows you have herpes.
Yes, they know. Okay? Yeah.
They know this kind of stuff. All right?
Yeah.
They have giant machine learning that this is all it does. And we're not talking about whether people post a picture of what they had for lunch. That's not it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about all this other stuff. And finally, one guy
got it
at
right.
least had that part of the question right. Go on, Dougie.
Actually, it's really late, so I can't get into my Tristan Thompson story.
Well, save it. How about we come back
so
after
good.
The break? We'll be right back after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey LaRoque.
Question for Jeffrey. If he's married, why is he out trying to hit on chicks all the time? And what's he going to do when he brings home gonorrhea to his wife? I'm just curious.
Who? Donna Reed?
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Charlie also pulled the Facebook clip of where do I jump in on this one right off the bat if they when asked if they track you after the
yeah
after
you
log
jump right
off.
In
okay here it is
another thing there have been reports that Facebook can track a user's internet browsing activity even after that user has logged off of the Facebook platform. Can you confirm whether or not this is true?
Senator, I want to make sure I get this accurate, so it would probably be better to have my team follow up
afterwards.
So
you afterwards. Don't know?
I know that the people...
What do you need to follow up? He knows the answer to that.
Of course he does.
He doesn't want to say.
Right. He knows that.
The basic concept of his platform.
Use cookies on the internet, and that you can probably correlate activity between between sessions. We do that for a number of reasons, including security and including measuring ads to make sure that the ad experiences are the most effective, which, of course, people can opt out of. But I want to make sure that I'm precise in my answer. So
when you
get back to me,
sir, would you also let us know how Facebook discloses to its users that engaging in this type of tracking gives us that result?
Yeah, look, they track you, obviously, across sites. They know the sites you visit. They know everything about you. Someone sent a text message. They go, yeah, but you're missing the point, Rover. They're only collecting what you give them. No, they're not.
Zuckerberg did say yesterday, according to TechCrunch, Zuckerberg tells Congress Facebook is not listening to you through your phone.
Come on.
That's what he said, yes. Come that was a question. I didn't hear that segment, but I read an article on that.
Who's listening then?
He says that they do not use the microphone to listen in. And there would be data going back and forth between Facebook if they were, but I'm telling you, the number of people that call into this show, this is not just some wild conspiracy theory where two or three people are making ridiculous claims. This is a lot of people, and you guys have experienced some of this yourselves, right?
I just experienced this all the time. I just went through this with my daughter.
A lot of people will email, and some of them, they'll say, Facebook must be listening because, and they give me an example. Some of them could be explained, I suppose, by other behaviors. Some of them, though, you do wonder if they are not listening in, how do they know this? Why am I getting an ad for something all of a sudden that, now part of it is also human behavior and human nature. You may have gotten that ad before and never noticed it. But because your buddy just talked about it for the first time, and now you see the ad, you go, hey, look at this ad. We just talked about this. They're listening in. Some of it could be that. But I don't know. It's just so many people complain to me that Facebook is listening. It's very widespread. Someone asked, don't you think Google is doing this on a much larger scale? I think they're all doing it. Every single company is doing it. And if they were just collecting the data, I'll give you an example. Rover Media, the company that runs the syndication of the show and RMG Plus and that kind of stuff. What do we collect? I guess we collect your name, your address. I'm trying to think of what else. Really not much. Not even your birth date. Once you enter in your credit card number for RMG Plus, it's stored. We don't store it. All we have access to is the last four digits. And then it's stored at tokenized at the credit card processor. But that's all we collect. Let's say we collected much more. We don't do anything with it. We literally do nothing with that. We don't send out email blasts. We don't do anything with it. So it's not so much that Facebook and these companies collect the data. It's what are they going to do with this data, and how can it be cross-referenced with other data sets? That once we know who you are, Dougie, we could buy your info from another data set. Maybe Google doesn't have all the, you know, they have X, Y, and Z on you. But now that I know who you are through Google, I can buy that data on you from A, B, and C. And I can, now I have a very full picture of your life. I just don't think people realize how much these companies are able to put together to know everything that we do. Literally everything that we do, everything that we buy, everywhere we go, everything we see, everyone we communicate with, and when and how often. There's a reason Facebook can predict when you're going to break up with your girlfriend, as there have been articles about this.
Yeah.
There's a reason why.
They're tracking you.
Yeah, it's because they know everything you're doing.
Right, right.
What were you going to say, Dougie, about...
Oh, wait, you're going to go to the phones. Crap.
I am. Evan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Evan.
Hey, Rover, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
So we wanted to test this theory about the microphone out. So we were at a concert, my friends and I, and we were discussing what could we talk about during this concert that we never see ads for. I don't have Facebook, but they all have Facebook. So we're like, all right, let's all just sprinkle in the company Boost Mobile into our conversation throughout the concert, you know, while we're tailgating and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking, we'd sprinkle it in here and there. No joke, next morning, my friend wakes up, looks on Facebook, Boost Mobile ad right on the Facebook.
So how is that possible?
Yeah.
I mean, what could possibly...
He's never seen Boost Mobile ads on his Facebook before. How do you explain that?
You know, I don't know. I guess my explanation would be if you wanted to take the non-conspiracy theory... It would be that he has gotten these ads, but he's just never noticed it before. And because you guys were talking about Boost Mobile, now it's top of mind. He sees it the next day. Whoa, look at this. They're listening in on me.
Okay.
He could have gotten 50 million Boost Mobile ads, and he just never... I mean...
Pick a subject. Hot dogs.
Tell me what the last ad you saw on the internet was, Evan.
Oh, gosh. I couldn't tell you. I have no
right,
idea.
Because you're bombarded with them, and you gloss right over them. But when one of them sticks in your mind like that, you're going to go, oh, Boost Mobile, they're listening to me. That, I guess, would be the explanation, I think, that they would give you.
I suppose there's an experiment that people could do, though.
Let's do a Wieners. Let's do Oscar Mayer Wieners.
Well, we have. People have done this. This experiment has been run. Other people have done it with dog food and cat food and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Something's going on. I don't know what it is, but something, if they're not listening, I don't know what they must have some sort of satellite up there. If they're not listening through your phone, they got a satellite up there that's listening in on everyone. Something's going on. I don't know what it is, but.
Why was he covering his microphone in that famous photo, Rover? He has duct tape.
That's on his computer.
Okay, but still, can't they listen that way?
They could. He's covering that Zuckerberg because... of malware. People can put, you know, your computer can become infected and people can turn on your camera and your microphone and eavesdrop on you without your knowledge. That's why. It's a little bit harder to do on a mobile device, unless you're the government. They seem to have figured it all out. Here's the photo of Zuckerberg with the tape over his camera and the microphone on his computer. So, He's paranoid about it,
right.
Obviously.
Does it read your text messages?
Of course.
It does? Okay.
Of course it does.
So I'm getting ads for something I was texting about.
Seriously?
I got ads for something that you texted me over the weekend.
The Duluth underpants?
Yes.
Yes, I'm getting ads for Duluth underpants.
Well.
That's crazy.
And I've...
Do you have Facebook Messenger on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you install that, it asks you.
Oh yeah, the text thing.
And it's scanning your text messages.
Something I've never Googled before in my life or talked about is gutters. I've never looked up gutters. I just don't own a home, so there's no reason for me to look up.
You might have to clean gutters. Out your gutters.
I might have to clean my gutters. There's a bunch of leaves going in my gutters.
Uh-huh.
So I've never looked that up. Never seen an ad for it.
Would you get a guard for your gutters?
Yeah,
do they
great.
Have like some sort of gutter protection or gutter
ladder anymore?
Mm-hmm.
To go clean out all the leaves of my gutters.
I even heard that they have robots that you can put in your gutters.
That'd be awesome.
And it would clean all the leaves out of your gutters.
So I'm going to see if that works because I've literally never seen an ad for it because I just don't.
For gutters.
Yeah, just gutters is not something I look up.
Okay.
And I'll have a report tomorrow.
He's going to have it.
Let's see if... all right. If there's gutter ads tomorrow, Charlie, I'm calling their bluff, and there's something going on, right?
Yes, without question.
I wish the senator would bring this up today. Like, what?
I think they did.
They did, and he just goes, no, we're not doing that.
So,
but this is what I'm saying. The tentacles that they have of data collection... You may be getting served ads. And one of the other explanations is people go, well, I didn't, my buddy was talking about this and now I'm getting ads for it. And I didn't search for it. Well, they know who you're friends with. So they know if your buddy is in, is, I don't know, interested in a movie or a particular car or a product or whatever, you likely are too, because you're friends. Friends tend to share similar interests. So if your buddy does a search for something, that could be sending you ads as well. Just saying.
Seriously?
I'm telling you, they know an unbelievable amount of data on you. And the location data that they have is just, it's, you know, they have beacons in stores that can track you. I don't think people really, and these senators don't have a full grasp. I'm not running a congressional inquiry right now, so it's not like I studied up on this for a month, but these senators should have been more well-versed about some of these things than they were in these hearings yesterday with Zuckerberg. Yes, Jeffrey, you're hovering.
Yeah, I'm just saying, maybe if there was a senator that was young enough to actually know about the technology and knows how to ask the right questions, I think Zuckerberg would probably have a bit harder time answering the questions. But all these senators are older than the Hill, and were born before all of this stuff was even available. So if you had a younger senator who is familiar with what's going on with all the technology that we have, I think he would have had an easier time grilling Zuckerberg even more intensely.
Len in North Carolina, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Len.
Morning, Rover.
Yo.
Hey, D-D-O.
Yo.
I wanted to comment on, because I did read it in PC Mag, I believe. But I think what Facebook is doing, they're more selling the space. And the company that comes in to advertise typically will have guidelines to follow. They're not necessarily approving each ad, but they're under contractual obligation to follow, you know, the rules of what ads they post. And those companies could be using the Google services, the locations, the listening to you to produce these ads, and Facebook's giving them that space.
Well, Facebook sells ads to companies. That's how they make their billions of dollars. And they want the ads to be effective. They want it to be more effective than going out and advertising on television, for instance, because they compete with television. They compete with radio. They compete with other web providers. So they want it to be very effective. So they have algorithms that try to place those ads where they would be most effective for the company purchasing the ads. And because then if it's effective, what do? You buy more ads from Facebook. So they have a vested interest in collecting this data, mining this data, exploiting this data. I really just don't think that people would, I guess the best way to do it would be if there was some sort of, let's just say you could turn loose. If we said Doogee or Dieter or whoever, we're going to turn loose a cyber security expert, and he's going to be able to do what these companies do. If Facebook and Google and Apple and everyone gave access to the data that they have to the person, what could they create about you in a 30-day period? You would be
blown away.
You would be shocked. Because right now you think, well, they have my name. They might be able to get my address. They know that I have a kid because I upload photos. And that's about, no, they it is well beyond that.
They probably have your whole life.
Music, they really do.
You like places you go, your friends.
Sure.
Well, which porn? What's your favorite porn search?
Health issues.
Right.
They have everything about you. What were you going to say about Tristan Thompson, Doogee?
Doogee hates this guy all of a sudden.
Well, because you have his girlfriend, Khloe Kardashian, who is in Cleveland, Ohio. She's flown her doctor into town because we're on baby watch. She's 40
weeks. Plays
for
the Cavaliers.
Cavaliers player, and she is delivering her child in this town.
Yeah.
where he plays basketball for. Yeah. And now there are reports and video he's cheating on her.
Allegedly.
No.
Not allegedly.
There is proof.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that look like him.
And it's more than one person.
Nine.
No.
Muscular.
It's so bad.
Rich.
And it's not just some girl leaning in.
That was
kissing.
His excuse? It just looks like
no. Me? No. I'm to help him out, Robert.
What are you saying? All black guys look alike?
Oh, this is bad, you guys.
The first video that came out was him in a club and those two like leaning in, but it was just the back of his head and his hood was up.
You have it?
It's Tristan Thompson making out with a woman in New York City.
Okay, give me a second and I'll come back. How about that?
Oh, it's so bad.
Give me
so
a minute.
Set.
I'll play this for you when we come back.
This poor girl. She's like somewhere here waiting to give birth to his kid. But you know what? When she dated him, he left his pregnant girlfriend.
For her?
For Chloe.
Oh, 6 months pregnant.
Oh, really?
So
what do you expect?
Yeah, if you do that for somebody, you'll do it for somebody else.
But I'm hoping that this was it, that she's found love and, so upset.
No, Dieter does have a good point.
So upset.
If you're dating a guy and that guy he was in a relationship and he dumped that person to be with you.
What a loser.
He's going to do that to you at some point as well.
They always say that, yep.
I don't know. Maybe they have an open relationship.
She got cheated on by her last husband.
Maybe they broke up. We don't know.
She just posted a picture. We're ready for you any day now, mama. And she's kissing Tristan. And then he's banging some chick. Multiple chicks from what we're reading.
Oh, come on.
Let me take a break. We'll be right back. I'll play that for you. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's expanding. It's pulsing. It's coming to a city near you.
Dude, what the f*** are you guys talking about?
It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, get your mind out of the gutter, man. Come on.
All right, Doogie is upset over an NBA player. Plays for the Cavaliers. Tristan Thompson.
Don't like him.
What is it? What's got you so riled up, Doogie?
Because, and I'm not a Kardashian fan, but I'm proud of Khloe Kardashian. She has overcome a lot. She
what
was
she
always
overcome?
Teased as, she's the fat sister of the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. She has worked really hard. She looks great. Mm-hmm. She had been married to Lamar Odom, and he cheated on her, and then they got divorced. She meets this NBA player, Tristan Thompson, mm-hmm. and they've been together for a couple years now, right? And they're in love, and she's finally pregnant. She had always wanted a baby. Finally, she's pregnant.
Okay.
And
thank you for this background, by the way, because
I
don't
really
follow
upset.
Any of this stuff, so I don't know
I
any
really
of
upset.
This garbage.
So her dreams are, and I follow her on Instagram, so I see all this crap, and her dreams are finally... I'm happy that she's happy. And then you start seeing these stories that just blow up yesterday that Tristan Thompson, her boyfriend, is off in New York City and all other places with other girls. And it's like, dude, are you kidding me? So this Khloe is here in Cleveland waiting to give birth. She wanted to do it with no paparazzi. She wanted to just have a normal delivery.
The playoffs are about to start.
Yes.
And she came here to do it.
Yes.
For him.
She flies her OBGYN to town.
Mm-hmm.
She's here right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's 40 weeks. Time to go.
Now when did 40 weeks? How many weeks
now,
are you before? Okay,
39.
So any day now?
Any second.
Okay.
Like she could be in the hospital right now. We don't know about it.
All right.
If you're boyfriend is cheating on you, don't you want to be with your family? And don't you want to be back in LA? If you're going to go through all of this alone now, in a home because of your boyfriend and your love and your devotion?
So what, he was caught cheating?
Oh, dude, it's
you'll see the first
worse.
Video, and this is what, the first thing that came out was him, again, it was the back of his head, he had his hoodie up, and it looked like he was making out with a chick.
But you couldn't tell exactly.
But you couldn't.
Yeah,
and
they
I,
could be talking, close talking.
And a friend of Tristan Thompson or someone came out and they said it was just a close talking, he was talking to some girl, but she had her hands all over his back, and I'm like, okay, he might be able to get
this
out of this
is back
one.
From a few months ago?
No, this was over the weekend.
Oh, this is over
this
the
weekend.
Weekend.
In New York City.
Okay. And I'll give you this, Nads and Dieter, I'll give you, I wasn't all in. I was like, okay, maybe it's
maybe
just,
they're just close talking. Okay, let me watch this video. This is a surveillance video from a club,
no,
by the
people,
way.
No.
This is a different one.
Which one am I looking at?
Not
now?
The surveillance footage one.
Yeah, that came out later. First one's just cell phone.
Which one am I looking at?
Not the one you're looking at.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody out.
This one.
In the
cell
bar.
Phone video?
Yeah. Or in the club.
Okay. All right. Here it is.
He's got to get the white hoodie up over.
Girl's arms around him.
What are they doing? They're talking, kissing.
Yeah, and so that was all right. That was over the weekend.
Yeah, that's you really can't tell from that.
Okay. I texted my girlfriend. I'm like, I think Tristan cheated on Chloe.
Oh my God! I love how women care about this kind of stuff.
And Doogie says
she knows them.
I don't like them. I don't even pay attention to them.
I don't watch the Kardashians.
You followed her on Instagram.
I followed
them. Texting about her
because I feel bad for Chloe. Chloe,
no,
if you're
you just
listening,
loved all this drama. She loves this cheating.
I feel
drama.
Bad for the Cavaliers who have all this going on.
Who needs to be focused? I agree with you.
He's already been, not himself
since he started dating her.
Yeah, he's never been the same guy.
So, a distraction.
It's almost a curse, the Kardashian curse.
Absolutely.
All right. So then what?
Then more information comes out.
This is from TMZ. This is the surveillance video. That's what I'm looking at now.
This is from October in Washington, D.C. So TMZ just piled on yesterday. They're like, all right, if you're going to go down this road, he cheated over the weekend. This is what we've got from October. Chloe would have been 3 months pregnant at the time. The video shows Tristan partying in a booth with three women. They're kissing, groping, and motorboating.
Oh, Jeffrey, motorboating.
There is. So it's two girls and him. And they're like, they're kissing. And there's no audio to this.
Tonsil hockey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you ass. Oh, you're an ass.
And then he just says, can I inquire about motorboarding those puppies?
He loves it. He's making out with the one girl. She looks pretty good. She looks pretty hot.
Where does he inquire?
Now, he motorboats one of these girls?
Yeah, he inquires right here.
Oh, she puts his face in. She grabs it and puts it down.
Look what his hand does here. Watch Tristan's hand here.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's rubbing his junk. Oh, he's squeezing his junk.
Get some blood.
Oh, now she's squeezing his junk. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a third girl over there on the right.
Yeah,
they're all. Oh, yeah. By the way, this club, no one should go to this club anymore.
Airing them
out
like this?
Yeah, no kidding. Probably pay good money. That's from TMZ.
That's disgusting.
Probably paying good money to go to this club.
Not the only establishment that aired him out. The chick that he was with in New York City making out with, pictures were published later of him just walking her into the hotel.
At 5 a.m.?
All weekend. Yep. I mean, they were together all weekend.
So they must have some sort of
relationship. She apparently
here he
posted.
Is. This is from TMZ. He's seen in a video with the woman.
Oh, they were together all weekend.
Walking into a hotel. And that is...
Man, she's got great ass.
At 5 a.m.
She's a stripper.
She looks just like the Kardashians with that ass.
Yeah.
She took her story to Instagram Tuesday night to expose Thompson. Within her post was a sex tape allegedly showing her and Tristan engaging in sexual intercourse.
Yep.
But neither of their faces is visible in the short clip. She also included explicit text messages allegedly from Tristan Thompson. One read, if I was there, I would grab you while you try to walk away from me. Then I would pull your hair and kiss you. Then rip your clothes off and lay you down while I suck your pee.
Whoa.
And say sorry. Then I'll stick this long D in you slow but deep.
Romantic.
That's allegedly from Tristan. That's what they're saying?
Yes. Tristan, it's T-H-E-N, not T-H-A-N.
Autocorrect, Rover. Right? He's trying to type this really quick.
And not to be offensive to fans of the Cavaliers. We happen to be the flagship station for the Cavaliers. But did they not have the dumbest players in the world? There was just a guy that I was reading about. I don't even know the guy's name, who believed that dinosaurs were pets.
Oh, Jordan Clarkson.
A few weeks ago. He's like, humans used to keep dinosaurs as pets.
That comes off the heels of Kyrie Irving with the flat Earth stuff.
Flat Earth. I mean,
he did not.
What's going
he was
on?
Joking about the dinosaurs, right?
No.
It was on the Flintstones.
Yeah. We need some sort of IQ test. And this guy I mean, texting Van, I-T-H-A-N, Van, I'll stick this
long.
I guess if you have money and chicks, who cares if you can spell, right?
Here's a picture. Anthony's
can't even spell his name, probably.
Anthony's got some pictures of this New York City chick that he's allegedly with. This Lonnie.
Ms. Stephanie.
Who?
Ms. Stephanie. Oh, is this the girl? Is this the girl from Instagram?
Same girl, Doogie. Yeah, that's her Instagram name.
You can't blame Lonnie Blair. Whatever.
Lonnie Blair.
Yeah.
You can't blame Ms. Stephanie.
Look at this. She's hotter than Chloe is.
She's hot. She's hot.
Oh, and what is terrible. Her story? What does she do? What is she like?
She's a strip club.
An Instagram model. Yep. That's a new profession these days. She's not a stripper, too?
It says strip club worker. So what do you think that is?
Cocktail waitress.
Right. She says stripper.
No, I think she might be an accountant for a strip club.
Right. The back. She's in the back doing all the numbers.
So I think Tristan's in the back now.
So what do you do if you're Chloe? Like, oh, don't you feel
you
bad?
You don't know, Doogie, if they have something set up. She's pregnant. This seems to
Why'd
happen
Why'd she
again.
Leave Lamar Odom, then? If they had,
he was a crackhead.
She loved him.
Uh-huh.
She loved him.
Okay, he was doing drugs. He's a different story. But this guy, maybe they have something set up. She has a kid. Same thing. Hate to bring up Trump, but when his wife was pregnant, that's when he did the cheating.
So you think Melania is sitting back on sweet? This is great. I look like a fool. Then Chloe's sitting back.
So what are you
saying? Great?
That the women have allowed that, or that the guys just can't help themselves?
Both,
Theater?
Rover. One. They can't help her. The women aren't putting out because they're knocked up.
Whatever.
And two, I think a lot of times the girls say, hey, I know I can't be putting out right now. Why don't you go out and get a piece?
Get the hell out of here.
I don't want to hear about it.
Could be. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Yo, Rover, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's happening?
First of all, I just want to give a shout out to my buddy Dave, who I work with. He got me on the show, and I listen all the time, man. So shout out to Dave.
All right, Dave. Big ups.
Talk slut.
So I just want, I heard you guys touch on it earlier, the Kardashian curse.
Yeah.
And, as a Cleveland Cavalier fan, I just wanted to touch on, how it's a real thing. I mean, I used to watch all the games, especially before LeBron came back, when Tristan Thompson was a good player. And, you know, ever since he started dating Khloe Kardashian, it's almost like he got bad. So the Kardashian curse, I'm here to tell you guys right now, it's real. I witnessed it over the years.
All right, let's put a timeline on this. How long has Tristan Thompson been dating Khloe Kardashian? Anyone have the info on that? How long has it been?
2016?
What's the question?
When How long dating? Has Tristan Thompson been dating Khloe Kardashian?
2016.
Since 2016. When did he start sucking as a player?
2016.
2016.
Maybe a little bit after that, I want to say. You know, it was all because he was in a contract dispute with the Cavs, and, you know, he bet on him. He was able to bet on himself in his contract year and get paid. And, you know, it's almost like once he got his money, especially is when he started, you know, not
slacking off.
Was.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the combination with the Kardashian curse didn't help him out too much.
Look, it's a distraction. I was just talking to someone about this. About professional sports players. And I was talking about how many of them take the job seriously. And I just threw a number out of my ass. B2 and I were talking about it the night before, and we said 40% take it seriously. And this person, who is an expert in this situation, let's just say that, the same number they gave, they go, I would say 40%. I go, really? That's what I said last night. That means 60% just, you know, they're talented. They show what they have, natural abilities. They show, but they don't take it real seriously.
Oh, it can't be, Rover. It can't be 40. It seems too low.
I think it seems too high.
Too high?
40% take it seriously. 60% do not. That's what this person predicted. This is evidence of this. If you took it seriously, you wouldn't be out at a club until 5 a.m.
But they weren't playing, I think, until 2 days later. I think that was Saturday night.
Okay,
they wasn't playing until Monday.
You probably wouldn't be. I'm just saying, if you were taking it seriously, you won't be caught up in all of this nonsense with different hoes and.
Was LeBron James there? Was he out partying and drinking?
I don't see him.
Hoeing around? No.
He could have been there, but he
takes
wasn't
it
drinking.
Seriously.
He wasn't sloppy. He wasn't chugging vodka. He's sitting there.
How do we know? I mean,
well, look at the video. We can see. He's just sitting there. He's rubbing his crotch. He's just bored.
Squeezing, honking.
Squeezing, get some blood flowing.
There's honking. You don't think honking is cheating?
No, what that he was honk, doing there.
That honk?
She
was honking his, himself.
Yeah, honk himself.
She honked him a few times, too.
All right, so you have a fake fiance now.
Oh, if, she'd let that?
If yeah, I released video from inside of the place we were at for the home opener the other day, and there were three girls, and you were making out with those three girls like that, she'd be fine with
that?
That'd
be okay.
That would be okay.
That
was
fine.
That's I was sitting with three girls in a booth.
Uh-huh.
Most it was of girls me, that, Amy, no. and Crystal. So none of us are going to...
Three girls
you. Yeah, what's okay. I went to the douchey left.
Okay.
It was three hot girls.
Right.
But I was sitting there. What he did, just the motorboating, and then he grabbed
making
himself.
Out.
He's lying.
Was he You're... making out? He did a little peck.
Dude. He's making out.
Oh,
I played the video. What do you
they
mean, was he making out?
Would you be mad if that was your fiance sitting there?
Honking
one of the
another
girls.
Guy.
No, I don't care.
One of the girls.
She's around a famous person like that. What are you
Go ahead, honk away.
If she tongue kissed a guy, you're okay.
Yeah, a famous Cavs player. Go ahead.
You would be okay with
yeah.
that. Okay.
Go, right. Going further, banging.
Maybe a famous radio audio guy, Charlie. Maybe
oh,
you could
yeah,
make out with Dieter's
yeah.
fiance.
Well, she's not blind.
Okay. Rob in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rob.
Hey guys, I was reading an article on Yahoo.com maybe about a week ago. It was about one of the younger Jenner sisters who recently had a baby with some rapper. And the article was about how she took a walk down the street. And that was the article on Yahoo.com, front page news on Yahoo. I love when bad things happen to the Kardashians. I continue to, I look for it. I hope something worse happens to that family. They're such losers that get worshipped for no reason. They've all dated important superstars. That's the only credit to that family, and I just despise that family. I love hearing all the bad news, so keep it coming, guys.
All right. Thank you, Rob. He obviously hates the Kardashians.
That Lonnie Blair chick was the one he was making out with in the club. The girl that was at the hotel was the Miss Stephanie, completely different person. So it was two chicks that night.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Emily, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Emily.
Yeah.
Morning, Rover. Hey, I agree with the last caller. I just want to say the same thing. I'm sick of hearing about the Kardashians. She get what she deserves. She knew better.
No, she doesn't deserve this. Nobody deserves this. If you're going to
what
be
are you saying,
scumbag,
Emily? Because she was dating an NBA guy, she should have known.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. She knows better. I swear they do this stuff just for publicity. I'm sick of hearing about them too.
No. No.
Look, I'm sick of hearing about them. I don't really care about
Nobody
them one way or the other. However,
them.
That being said, I will say that I don't know these people personally. They could be very nice people for all I know. I don't know. I don't know if they deserve it. I think people may enjoy seeing it happen to them because they have a lot of money and people like it when bad things happen to what they perceive to be people who have it all, you know, but
I just checked their Khloe's Instagram account.
Yeah,
and the post was from 2 days ago, and it's her with Tristan, and she's like, "We're ready whenever you are, little mama."
What do you think his story was?
Oh,
now?
Dude, when did he come home?
So TMZ published this.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
there's the photo. TMZ publishes this. Yesterday?
Oh, it all started unraveling.
What do you think his story is?
Does he tell her beforehand?
No, baby, you got it all wrong. That girl is just, she was lost. I was showing her back to her hotel. I mean,
So I'm watching this all unfold yesterday, and I'm wondering, are the Kardashians doing the same thing? Does he give her a heads up saying, hey, something's about to blow up? Does he say, I'm sorry? Have they talked? Has she moved out? What's going on? You don't wonder about that stuff?
Now, I don't spend all of my time thinking about it like you.
Where
do.
Are the Cavs right now?
They're in New York. They have last game
What's
is tonight.
Wins?
No, it's yeah, they're home tonight. It's the last season game.
So they had a game last night?
No, they didn't, but they came back yesterday.
Okay, so yesterday he was with her. I mean, I'm guessing.
Bill, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bill.
Hello, you on with me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I was just calling. I used to be an assistant trainer for the Cavs and well, help out more with training, but I would say something more like 15% of players take it seriously. Most
only 15? I said, I was saying not necessarily basketball. This was just all professional sports. I said 40% take
it
seriously.
Way high.
So you're saying only 15% of players take it seriously.
If that, yeah, I played hockey my whole life. I was good at hockey player, but then I went to school for personal training, and then I have been a trainer in professional and amateur sports for the last 12 years, and I'd say even lower than that, take it seriously. I mean, most of them are just so good athletically, that's how they get to the NBA or the NFL or whatever.
Now, see, the reason I was having this conversation with someone was, we were talking about some athlete who had done something stupid. I don't even remember who it was. And the conversation I was having was, don't these guys understand that you have a limited shelf life, all right? You're only going to be able to play professional sports for a certain period of time, a limited period of time. Some people have been doing it. Look at LeBron James. He's been playing a long time, right?
He's very disciplined.
But most people don't have that longevity. And let's say you play professional sports for, let's just say, 6 years. All right. Wouldn't you take those 6 years and try to be as disciplined and focused and good as possible throughout those 6 years? Because you're going to have the rest of your life to dick around.
But
is it just the temptation is so much because that's when you're getting the poon and that's.
Yeah. Are they going to want you after the game, Rover? Once you retire, the girl's still going to want you at the club?
Yeah, because I'm looking at the average NBA player will make $24.7 million in their career. Yes, chicks will want you.
And they all go broke.
Because they're idiots.
So so only 15%, Bill says, take it seriously. And is it, Bill, that they're good, they're gifted athletically, they're naturally talented, so they don't... I mean, how much better could the guys be if they actually did take it seriously, do you think? An average guy, you say he doesn't take it as seriously as he should. How much better could he be in the sport if he lived a focused and disciplined lifestyle and really took it as seriously and ran it like a full-on business?
I mean, if everyone took it as seriously as LeBron James does or something like that, there'd be a lot more, not players as good as LeBron James, but close, a lot more players that are as close to good as him. Just because they're just as athletic as him. They just don't care. He takes it seriously 24-7. They take it seriously. Some of them don't even take practice or working out seriously. They don't get their ankles taped before the games. All they do is they go out there. They're good enough athletically. They've played their whole lives. But I've heard a lot of them talk in the locker rooms and stuff. They said, I'm just playing good this year. I want to play well for the next 2 years. I want to get my one big contract that's 5 years, $50 million. And then after that, I'm just going to joke around pretty much. The next
and that's it. That's the goal.
They'll be retired by the time they're 32, and then they'll be able to do whatever they want the rest of their life. Their goal is to get one big contract. I can't tell you how many players I've heard of.
All right.
Like all they want is the one big contract. I got to go. Thank you,
Bill, thank you.
We got to go.
Yeah, I do have to go. She's like, I got to go. I got to go. I got things to do. Thanks, Bill. Let's see. John in Binghamton, New York, here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
On a smaller scale, think about it. Jeffrey puts up what you guys throw at him because he's kind of famous. And the perk is he gets to, cheat on his wife all the time.
Yes.
These guys are at a much higher scale with, double A freaking class women. And they get to nail anything they want. Like, what makes you so surprised that they're doing it, first of all?
Well, what makes me surprised is, and maybe I'm giving the guys too much credit. I look at it from a business perspective, and I look at it from a legacy perspective. I think that you would think most of these athletes have something to prove, that they want to make their mark on the game. They want to be remembered, right? I mean, they all have egos. I have an ego. Everyone, all people who do something high profile likely have an ego.
You kind of have to.
Sure.
When you reach that level of success, you kind of have
to. Well, you have to.
Ego.
Yeah, you have to believe in yourself and believe in your ability.
Absolutely.
And I would think that if you were an athlete and you knew that, maybe it's just easy to say as an outsider, you know that you only have a few years to make your mark and to be as good as you can be and to make as much money as you can and to have a reputation as good as it can be in the game. You'd think you would be able to do that. They're not. You use Jeffrey as an example. I know
cheating.
Tristan Thompson can't spell worth a damn, but I hope he's not the NBA's equivalent of Jeffrey.
Kind of is now, Motorboat King on the video.
In all this mess that we're talking about, you know, if you think back, remember a former show, Cavaliers player named Sean Kemp.
No.
And his promiscuity and how he got, I don't know how many women pregnant, and if he made a lot of money, where was all that money going to child support?
Is it true that at Roverfest there is a motorboat battle between you and Tristan Thompson? Who can motorboat the most number of hoes?
I would think probably Tristan Thompson would probably beat me out in that department because, one, he's more famous than I am. Two, he makes more money than I do.
You're smaller. You know, right. you're more weaselly. You're able to get in and out.
Stick
nooks and crannies.
You got to go from way up high to way down low.
Yeah, yeah.
I doubt that. Got to remember, Tristan Thompson's an NBA player. I'm just a knucklehead on the radio.
Radio player.
Now, again, pure speculation, because I really hate sports radio and the way these guys pontificate and the way they pretend they know what they're talking about because they don't.
They won't talk about this. Will they?
Of course.
This is kind of...
Oh, they will.
Come on. This is huge. They won't talk about this. You're right. It's the one thing that is sort of mainstream sports-wise, and they're not going to talk about it.
On the eve of the NBA playoffs.
Are you kidding me, Douche? Yeah. Don't be an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Do you think LeBron James, how do you think he reacts to this kind of...
Oh, he's gonna be pissed.
This kind of stuff?
Oh, that's his boy. I mean, he stuck up for him with that last contract. He's just going to say, if you perform well, then... Do what you want.
I bet he warned him right off the bat. Like, you know what you're getting into with the Kardashians.
Keep it.
And then, yeah. Right. And then, because if he was just boning some random chick, these pictures wouldn't be anywhere. These videos, they wouldn't matter.
But I'm also not surprised if other teammates.
I mean, no one
LeBron...
believes LeBron James isn't boning other chicks.
No, he's been accused of cheating.
Right?
No, he hasn't.
Maybe
he has.
Back in the day.
He
I don't
would
think he's
never.
Now.
There's an, yeah, not now, but back in the day, there was a newscaster here in town that rumors were going about him cheating with her and. Of course,
I don't
he's been
talk
through the
about
same
this,
thing.
Because LeBron is perfect to me. So, what?
Yeah, he's perfect.
That's like Michael Jordan is to me perfect, but yet I worked with his personal trainer and I know otherwise. And I told him, stop, I don't want to know anymore because Michael Jordan is my LeBron James. Perfect. They
she
would
had to
never.
Throw that in that she
what
knows
a weird humble brag. No, yeah. I don't even
that
understand.
That is a brag.
I know his personal trainer, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is
I know the
a
guy who
man.
Most Michael Jordan's lawn.
Do you?
I don't know what she's talking about.
No, it's that you have them on that pedestal.
You think he's perfect?
LeBron?
But he's if he's doing anything, he's figured out a way to keep it out of the spotlight.
Well,
right?
One time he was on TV smoking a joint. His girlfriend was smoking a joint, remember? And he's like, hey, put that joint down. He's live TV during one of the baseball games.
He got caught sliding into a DM of an Instagram girl. Yeah, a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
He's not perfect. Everybody, you can find something wrong with everybody.
I can find a lot wrong with you right now.
With you trying to drop
Shut
Michael
up.
Jordan's trainer.
Yeah.
I met him one time.
No, I worked with him.
I do have to... You worked with him. What were you doing?
I was producing a show. A health show. On the weekends.
So Michael Jordan's trainer had a radio show?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that probably syndicated to 500 markets now, right?
Yeah, it was
probably
good health
huge.
Stuff.
Right.
Shut
All right.
up.
Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Thought he would get a standing ovation for his performance in bed.
Yeah, thank you!
But all he ended up with was the clap.
This is a weekend ruiner, Rover.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Don wants to know, what's the name of that, of Michael Jordan's trainer?
I'll never forget it because it's Grover. Your people make fun of you. There was somebody in Chicago who used to call you Grover. I hate that guy. That loser.
Who was that?
Steve Dole.
Oh, Steve Dole? The show was so dull.
But it just reminded me. So, Tim Grover. It was a weekend show that we did together. I produced it.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Rover, yo.
Yo.
Hey, I'm probably dating myself here, but I do remember that Tim Grover's his health show. Yeah. I didn't know that Douchey was the producer, but it makes sense because I know he could never get a hold of his guests because he didn't have their phone number.
Sure.
He didn't have email. Yeah. He stayed outside for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's the same thing goes on this show. Thank you, Mike. Travis, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, real quick, I just want to add on a little insight to the Tristan Thompson situation.
Yes.
A little bit more of an in-depth answer outside of, you know, just of the reason why they may be a little bit immature and not taking full advantage of the opportunities outside of because they're just idiots, you know. A lot of these kids, you know, they are kids. They're 18, 19. And I do want to say they do more than 40% definitely tries more. You know, there's so many leagues that works up into getting the NBA, and like maybe like 0.01% actually make it that do try. So it's just like to say only 40% when there's so much competitiveness and trying to get into the league. I don't think 40%.
Yeah, but once you get in, though, I think that's when people start slacking off.
Yeah, I mean. Not necessarily when you take in consideration the average lifespan of the NBA career. Like, you know, if someone's better, you know, you're pretty much out. There's no loyalty in sports. We all know that.
Yeah. Travis, I'd love to keep chatting with you, but I keep hearing myself. I don't know what's going on with his phone. I had to hang up. I keep hearing myself in his phone. It's weird. Anyway, that is a good point. It's easy for a guy like me to sit here in a radio studio and tell you what this guy should do and why isn't he doing that and take this seriously and what the hell's wrong with you? I'm a 40-year-old dude, and I'm not an 18-year-old. 42.
There you go.
But you know, that's what people who are 42, they claim that they're 40. That's how we roll.
43.
That's how we do it. But you know, I was probably dumber than a lot of these guys at age 18. I could spell. I knew the difference between then and van. I did know that at least. But he is right. A lot of these guys are, you know, maybe I would do the same thing if someone threw a couple million bucks at me when I was 19 years old. I'd probably think I was on top of the world and untouchable as well.
And three hot chicks at a club? What's he supposed to do?
A lot of people started texting in when Douji said that LeBron doesn't cheat.
Oh, don't. Just don't.
Let's,
he doesn't.
Let's do it.
No.
He's perfect.
No.
I mean, I have no proof other than what people have sent
in.
No,
we're going.
What day does the playoff start?
Tomorrow, right?
The last game's tonight. I think the playoffs start this weekend.
Yeah. Now's the time to bring this up.
No.
He's perfect. He never did the decision. Did you forget about that, Douji?
A lot of people have been sending me text messages that they personally know, and various things.
They all do this.
100 years
all
ago.
All the stars do it. All the NBA players do it. It's just part of the game. You know what you're signing up for.
All of them.
Name somebody that hasn't done this. You said Michael Jordan was perfect. You think he didn't?
He was
notorious for doing
it. He was bad. You're telling me there's not one person that is faithful in NBA?
No, of course there are. I'm sure there are. There are some guys that are. It's probably.
And not even the NBA, look, NFL, look, all of that.
If you think about this, though, for a second. If you're a woman and you're dating an NBA player, think of this statistic. How many guys would you say, Dieter, just average dudes, landscapers with athletic builds, like all of our audience? Just if you were to take all the guys in the country, percentage-wise, how many of them do you think have cheated or are cheating?
Are they married or just talking about just in their lives?
Just, sure, married, dating, whatever. All the guys in a relationship right now between the ages of 20 and 35, how many are cheating?
Oh, are cheating currently? Oh, it's high.
Or have cheated
on
their
have.
Current.
Yeah, it's at least 75%.
75%, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
If not higher, not 90.
So if you believe that number to be true, and I don't know if Dieter's right or wrong, I don't know. But think of the NBA then. Dougie asked, is there anyone, any of these guys? Yeah, sure. There's maybe two or three guys in the NBA that don't cheat. But if it's 75%, and I don't know if it's that high, but 75% of guys cheat,
normal
according
dudes.
To Dieter,
yeah, normal
dudes,
guys.
It's what in the NBA, what percentage would it be?
Oh, 99.9%.
I agree with you on that.
I think it's a very small, like I think of old school players locally from like the 80s and 90s.
But there are probably some guys that don't, maybe some, are there some religious guys or something?
Yeah,
maybe,
sure.
I don't know. There's probably some guys that don't.
They have to be so careful, though, because everyone's looking to get something out of them. They're always looking to get... People are looking to trap them everywhere they go and expose them every step they make.
They can't be that careful. I mean, this Tristan Thompson's doing it in the middle of a club.
Oh, no, he's an idiot.
But the security cam, that was bad. You think somebody's going to turn that in? He thought he was safe.
But he's also in a club.
Okay, tons of people are around.
I mean, even if they don't have
the
security footage.
And maybe there's no phones back there. And he's like, oh, I think I'm safe. And this way sells the security cam?
I don't like that.
That was crazy.
And if I were that club, I'd be upset that someone did that.
I'd never go there.
Sure, I wouldn't either. If I were an NBA player, I would never go to that club again. Either that or you'd go, we need to go to that club with those hot hoes rubbing on my junk, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you'd think about that. Do you remember TJ Miller was on the show? He's in
yes.
Silicon Valley, the TV show. He's a...
He was. That show's not on anymore. The show's not. He's not on the show anymore.
Okay, so he's off the show. What happened to him?
I think he thought he was getting too big for the show. He's getting like movie roles.
The report was creative differences between him and the writers.
We also got Transformers. He's like the sidekick to Mark Wahlberg.
Deadpool.
He's making some big movies. Funny guy.
Yeah.
Well, it happened right after he got caught up in that Me Too thing. He had some sort of sexual harassment thing too.
Oh, he did?
Yes, yeah, so I don't know if it has anything to do with that.
Is this a comedian or an
actor?
He's
been on the show. He's a comedian and an actor.
Actor, okay. Yeah,
they all are.
If you see him, you would know him.
Okay.
I liked him when he was on the show. I thought he was a good guy.
Yeah.
He was funny. He was engaging. He was open.
Seemed down to earth. My sister loves him. One of her favorite comedians.
You can go back. I'm assuming that interview is somewhere on roverradio.com.
Okay.
And you can watch it. I thought he was very good. He was just arrested because he was on an Amtrak train and he called 911 and told the 911 dispatcher that he was on the Amtrak traveling from Washington, D.C. toward New York City and a female passenger had a bomb in her bag. They pulled over the train. They searched the train. They searched. They can't find the person with the bomb. So 911 calls back and they go, hey, we just pulled the train over. We don't see what you're talking about. And TJ Miller goes, I'm actually on this train. He gave the wrong train number in the first call. So then they pull over the train that he's actually on. They determine what train he's actually on. He says, yeah, there's this woman and she keeps asking what the next stop is, and she has a bomb in her bag.
Jesus.
And she keeps looking in her bag. She's not going through it. She's just like, she keeps looking and making sure, checking it, not taking anything out of it, but checking on it. He's like, she's got a bomb in there. And so then they pull that train over. Did they find a woman with a bomb on the train?
No.
No, they did not.
Was
what they did find was TJ Miller, who was intoxicated.
Oh, no. Was he really?
He was intoxicated. And the reason, you would think, okay, so you get drunk, like everyone has been drunk. Why would you call 911 and say there's a woman with a bomb on my train?
Did she deny him or something?
He was having a dispute with another passenger.
Oh, no.
They were having an argument over something. So he gets on his phone and calls 911 and tries to turn her in as a terrorist.
Oh, that was the girl that he was actually having the argument
with? That's right, yes.
Isn't there a better way to get back at somebody than that?
Oh,
you lose the argument, you lose it.
How drunk were you to do that?
Well, also, let's not forget, when T.J. Miller was in, he had this weird story about how he had a brain tumor that was affecting the way he was acting. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. He, like, had some brain tumor, and he's acting really erratically and just strange, and he didn't know what was going on. He was quitting jobs, I think. He was just acting like a weirdo, and then he went to the hospital and he found out you have a brain tumor, and it's affecting... I'm trying to remember what it affects.
This, like, is a good line.
But he had this...
This is a great excuse.
He had this line 5 years ago when he was on.
Oh, yeah, but you bring this one back. My tumor flared up.
Yes.
I also have a tumor. Just cover me for the future.
In the future, if I'm ever caught doing something embarrassing.
Tumor?
It's my tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Okay, Arnold.
So he was arrested. He was released on a $100,000 bond. Here he is from video that TMZ obtained being arrested, I guess, or... I don't know what was going on.
Is it him with the gold chain around his neck?
Yeah, it was a big gold chain.
Serious? Is he a rapper?
Wow.
So I don't know if this guy has lost his mind. They said that he got on the train, he appeared intoxicated, and then he had more drinks on the train. He was arguing with a woman who was in a different row from him in the first class car. So He was like, he must have been thinking to himself, oh, I'm going to get that bitch.
I'll show her.
I'll show her.
Get her arrested.
Remember, too, he was accused of beating up an Uber driver?
T.J. Miller was?
Yeah, it's like 2 years ago. Uber guy took him home, and they were talking about politics, and T.J. Miller started just to beat the guy's ass in.
I don't remember this story either. I guess I don't keep up on T.J. Miller. He seemed like a very nice and engaging guy when he was here in the studio. Seemed normal.
Then he meets us, and he goes on a rampage. He's beating up Uber drivers, bomb threats.
So it was after he was on the show he beat up the Uber driver?
Yeah, it was in the news every day.
Did he say it was a tumor? Did he use that excuse for why he did it?
No, I didn't hear that.
Huh. Jeffrey, you're lucky, because when T.J. Miller was here, Jeffrey was out in the hallway showing him clips of Soul Plane. I don't know if you remember that. So if he disagreed with that, Jeffrey, you could have gotten a fight.
Yeah, well, I don't go around picking fist fights with guests, okay, so...
T.J. Miller was really weirded out by Jeffrey, because in the hallway, Jeffrey got his laptop out and just started watching, not just short clips of Soul Plane, like 5 minutes
the whole
scenes
movie.
Of Soul Plane.
Well, the sound was off was the problem, though, so Jeffrey had to narrate what was going on.
T.J. Miller is in a lot of trouble, because... He has probably some money, and he's a celebrity, so maybe he'll be able to get out of this. But phoning in a phony terrorism report is something they take very seriously.
Oh, of course.
Because they want the public, you know, the saying, if you see something, say something. They want the public to call in.
It's not a joke, right?
And they can't put up with people phoning in hoaxes.
And
so they
evacuated the
train, and they had all sorts of police vehicles, bomb sniffing dogs. They were detaining different women that they thought possibly could have been the one with the. How they narrowed it down to T.J. Miller? I guess he called from his own cell phone.
Right,
so
yeah.
I guess they. I don't know how they figured out that it was him.
But
I would have been like, no, it wasn't me. But you don't call and tell him this is T.J. Miller.
Don't they have your cell phone?
Maybe he's calling from a Google number. I don't know what he's doing. But somehow they were able to figure out that it was him. And he's now been arrested. He was released. So he's in a little bit of trouble, though.
Did you see the NFL player that got arrested at the airport?
Oh, for making a comment about a bomb?
Yeah, he asked the girl he was with if she packed the explosives.
I did the same thing at the airport one time when I was a kid. I was at an airport. I flew out for my first job interview in Knoxville, Tennessee for a radio station. And they were really hassling me at the airport. And this is pre-9/11, all of that. And they were really hassling me for some reason. The person at the counter, I mean, just asking about my baggage. I mean, more so than they normally, you know, when you go, they always ask you have your bags been in your possession the entire time? Yeah. Has anyone asked you to carry anything? No. Do you have any explosives or weapons? No. But this was going on for like, I don't know, 75 seconds maybe. And they were asking about explosives and do you have this in your bags? Do you have that in your bags? And do you have, and I made some comment about, no, I left my bazooka at home or something like that. I don't know.
You can't do that.
And the lady goes, but you just blew it.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
And the guy that was with me was the program director of the radio station. I was flying back from Knoxville to Las Vegas, where I lived. And and I had gone out there for this job interview, and the program director was with me. And he immediately is like, no. He's like, tries to jump in and
he still hired
smooth
you?
The situation over. After I know. It's a red flag. They probably shouldn't have hired me. Did end up getting
fired
from that job later, of course. But foreshadowing, I think, is what they call it in the literary world.
Yes.
And so I went to the gate. Yeah, I got, that was it. They didn't like come and get me right then. I went to the gate. Sure enough, all the cops they gather around me at the gate, interrogate me, and hey, I was like 20 years old or something. I mean, I was young, and that was all pre 9/11.
Did you get arrested?
No, they let me go.
You went on the plane?
Yeah, they realized, oh, this is just some stupid kid. We probably scared him enough that he won't do it again, and obviously I haven't since then.
Oh, God.
Jack, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Good. You know what? I just figured out, too, if you say something negative about Rover, you get moved right up to the front of the line.
Yes.
Interesting. It's kind of, just tipped it in, picked up on. It's crazy how you always have, you've always got a story. If someone brings up a story on the thing, you've lived it already. I'm waiting for you to say that you had blasted off and went to the moon on a boomstick.
Jack, we should have been put at the back of the line with this great call. Jack, look, the point of having a radio show is sharing your experiences with people. And if someone has done something and I've done something similar or it relates to me,
should I not
bring that up?
Well, no. But I mean, every story. It's amazing how you live.
Well, give me a story that you call into dispute. Give me one.
No, I'm not disputing anything. That's the whole thing. I'm not disputing anything. It's just merely, I've listened to you now for a little while. It took me a while to catch on to you guys. But it's just, I'm watching cars in and out of traffic like lunatics. But it's,
oh, my God.
There's a story. It always comes
that's
back.
That's a lie.
I've been in traffic with lunatics, too.
Got a story for everything, buddy.
Now, wait a second. If some guy gets arrested for doing something that I did 20 years ago, am I not supposed to bring that up?
Nope.
Well, no. I agree. Bring it up. But it's just every story comes right back to Rover's court.
Jack, I've lived an exciting life, unlike you, who the most exciting thing you've done this year is call me.
Well, now you don't necessarily know the life that I've lived because I'm not on the radio telling everyone.
Ah, so your job isn't to talk about it. I understand. Okay.
Well, that's true.
All right. Jack, thank you. I appreciate it. Am I not supposed to bring that up?
Of course.
I did exactly the same thing that NFL player did. Do you want me to call? Why don't you call the guy? His name was Shane Cox. He was the program director of WNFZ FM in Knoxville, Tennessee.
What was the call letters?
WNFZ.
And what's his name?
Shane Cox.
Okay. I'm on it.
Call him up and ask, do you remember being in the airport with Rover when he flew out for a job interview? Now, wouldn't it be something if he goes, no, I don't recall that at all?
Then you're screwed.
Yeah, I would be screwed, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
It's the same Shane Cox that I had to take the fake name Rover for because they already had a Shane at the radio station working there. But I probably shouldn't tell that story either. All right, I do have to take a break. The shizzy, the news, is coming up next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Every life has a purpose. Jeffrey's is to remind others that things could be worse.
Make sure that you have the facts 100%.
A lot worse.
People don't realize that.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Get to the shizzy in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
What performer made it official and announced that they will have a permanent residency in Las Vegas? I'll tell you the story coming up next.
We will get to that in just a moment. Mark in Buffalo, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Rover, how's it going?
Yo, what's happening?
Oh, man, no, I just want to say I like your stories. I mean, we can listen to tons of different radio stations and we relate to different people, but that's why we turn in and listen to you or tune in to listen to you.
Well, I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you. You're one of the... Mark is a true fan. Unlike, I was just reading my text messages during the commercial break, a guy who wrote in, I can't wait until your show gets canceled. Coming from the guy who texts in every single day.
Oh.
Every day.
Right.
He must tune in solely for the purpose of hoping that I'm canceled today. It's been 20 years. Maybe today's the day. I'll listen to the whole show just in case.
It's only been 15.
Yeah, but 20 years since I've been doing it. 15 years That's here true. In town.
We're hunting down Shane Cox. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
All right. Hunting down Cox, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You and Nads are experts at that.
I'm really good at it.
Yeah,
we've been Googling it for a while.
Googling Cox, huh?
What
is it, Douche?
Nothing. I might have it.
You have his contact info?
I might. Maybe not. But I can get it. I'll help you get it, too.
He also kind of seems like the guy that wouldn't come on. I don't know for sure, but...
I don't know if he took our call for the retrospective, because he was one of the guys...
Yeah, he's interviewed.
Is he? Then, okay.
Well, the number I got was for Melinda, and it went straight to voicemail. So we're still looking for Cox.
Well, that's not his real last name, by the way, right. I don't think. So if you're trying to find that, good luck. Why don't you just call the company he works for?
I'll find it.
Has anyone thought of that idea yet?
No, I've emailed him. I got his real email.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Step one.
Okay.
There's some breaking news, you guys.
What is the breaking news? She's trying to read this quickly before she...
Even breaking? Let's hear.
Wow.
Mark Zuckerberg's testifying in front of Congress. Oh, wait. That was yesterday and today? Oh.
Speaker Paul Ryan will not run for re-election, sources are saying.
I kind of thought that was known.
There was a rumor,
and he
came out, and he's like, no, I'm very happy. Everything's going great. I'm going to run. I'm good. But U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan, who is obviously the top Republican in Congress, he's told his confidants that he will announce soon that he will not run again in November.
Who's going after his seat?
News.
That's huge news.
Like a plumber or something, right?
I don't know.
Isn't it just like a normal guy that's just going after his...
Oh, I have no idea.
But well,
who needs the hassle of...
Oh, no.
You know, there's two ways to look at it if you're one of these guys. One is the country needs us now more than ever, I think, is the way that rational people should look at this. Like these guys, some of these guys are all complaining about Donald Trump, like Jeff Flake, who's a senator. He hates Donald Trump. He's a Republican and says how horrible Donald Trump is, yet he is not running for re-election. Now, my thought is if you really believe that, not, there is no more important time for you to be a senator, if that is your belief, right?
Yes. More than 36 House Republicans have announced that they are done. They're retiring, they're running for another office, or resigning. It's not good. Who would take his place, though? Who do you think would?
Speaker of the House?
I mean, who's up there?
Well, maybe Kevin McCarthy, his second in command, and Steve Scalise, the third ranking House member. possible replacements.
Wasn't Steve Scalise, wasn't he the one that was shot?
I think so, wasn't he?
He's a shoo-in.
Wow. This is crazy.
Donald Trump tweeted...
could Paul Ryan run for president? Is that a dumb question?
He has before, I think, or at least he was he was someone's running mate. I thought.
Is he Romney's running mate?
Sarah Palin.
Yes, no, it's Romney because Sarah Palin ran with
John McCain.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
he
Romney.
Was?
He was Romney's running mate.
Yeah, that's when the pictures came out of him working out.
Oh yeah. Was he? But he didn't run for president himself, Paul Ryan.
I don't think he ever was. I don't think he was.
With Mitt Romney running for what?
Senate. Oh. For Utah.
You think that is that a platform? Because I don't understand any of this. Could he run for president in a couple of years?
If he wanted to, sure. Nothing would prevent you from doing that. However, the elections for Senate would be in November. And in order for you to run for president, which is 2 years from now, that's starting about right now.
Okay, so he wouldn't do that. Okay.
Well,
that
he could. I don't know. Maybe it puts him more on a national spotlight. Donald Trump tweeted today, Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice and new and smart.
He's telling them that we're ready to bomb them.
Which you'll recall how Trump said, don't be stupid. You don't ever tell the enemy what you're going to do.
Right.
This is coming from the guy who said that we're pulling out of Syria last week. Don't ever admit that you're pulling out. You don't telegraph your moves. Are you ready for the shizzy doozy?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So we will stay along this whole President Trump situation regarding his friend, his personal attorney, Michael Cohen. And remember when Donald Trump was on tape saying, oh, this is a witch hunt and they broke into to Cohen's office, like all of this, he said it was very negative. Well, we hear from Michael Cohen and he called the FBI agents who raided his office professional, courteous, and respectful. Despite the president's accusation that they broke into the area. So Trump is furious. Sources are saying this is not good. Mueller, he wants to fire. Rosenstein, he wants to fire. Because Rosenstein had to sign off on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting ugly. So Michael Cohen said that they handled it very professionally and everything was totally fine. So yesterday I told you that I was watching the Zuckerberg him speaking before Congress on the House committee. And then Sarah Sanders was supposed to do her press conference or her daily briefing to the reporters. And Sarah Sanders comes out and they do all these questions. And she, you have audio of this, she actually slams down reporter April Ryan's question. This is what April had to ask.
April.
Sarah, two questions. The president said yesterday he was compliant. They turned over a million documents. If he was compliant with these investigations, why was there a search warrant needed?
This doesn't have anything to do with the president. I would refer you to Michael Cohen and his attorney. When it comes to matters of the special counsel and dealings with the president, we've been fully cooperative.
Okay, next question. With all of this turmoil, particularly this last week, has the president at any time thought about stepping down before or now?
No, and I think that's an absolutely ridiculous question. I gave you two questions, April. We're moving on. Jordan, go ahead.
It's not ridiculous.
Pamela?
Has the president spoken with Michael Cohen since?
And so it's ridiculous. I don't know. That is sort of out of the blue.
Do you think he'll retire?
Question.
Retire?
Retire or resign? Just retire.
Yeah, retire as
president. You know, I'm retiring from president of the United States.
First guy ever.
You think he will?
No. Collect my pension.
You don't think he will?
No.
You don't think he'll step down?
Never.
You don't think he'll blame us? The Democrats, he'll say that it's our fault that he can't do his job.
I could see that. If it gets so bad.
He'll spin it.
It gets so bad.
Yeah, but I don't think we... Look, the... And I don't know if there's anything there. There's obviously something with this Michael Cohen, with his attorney.
Sure.
By all accounts, the FBI raiding the office and home and hotel room of an attorney, let alone the president's attorney, is highly unusual and requires you to jump through a lot of hoops. It has to be authorized at the highest levels of the Department of Justice. It also, a judge has to sign off on this. This was not part of the Mueller investigation, apparently. It's
no,
a different investigation.
It was a tip from Mueller. They found information. He passed it on to the people of New York.
Dude, she's very adamant about that.
Because it did come from Mueller. No, it did.
You don't know that for sure.
I've seen it. Has anybody else?
Speculation is. No. But we don't know that officially. That's not an official line from the Department of Justice.
I've seen multiple people reporting that it came from Mueller.
Oh, Jeffrey's going to back me up.
Well, go ahead. Things are reported.
No, there's something in the news that Donald Trump thinks that he's got the power to fire him.
Okay.
That is a good pertinent point.
But they have something's going on with that guy. I mean, there must be some sort of overwhelming evidence that this Cohen guy was involved in something shady. Could be related to these payments to Stormy Daniels, and there was another payment to that McDougal girl, the playmate. Apparently,
she got $150,000.
She got $150,000, and apparently she was her affair lasted longer. Maybe
it did.
She sold her story to the National Enquirer, and it may turn out that her attorney, who was representing her, was in cahoots with Michael Cohen, which would be obviously a bad, I guess illegal, I don't know. But when you hire an attorney, you believe that they're representing you and your interests. You don't think that they're actually working for Michael Cohen and the Trump Organization and then just telling you, yeah, you should take this deal and do this or do that or whatever. So that has been alleged that he was in cahoots.
That one.
Oh, yeah, that's... So
that's not good.
They something's going on. Now, whether it comes to Trump, I don't know if something's going on with him or not. We'll see. Time will tell, I suppose. But what I'm saying is, you say, would he resign if it gets too
sticky?
Yeah. The thing is that the cat's out of the bag. The wheels of justice are in motion. I don't think that just resigning, I don't think that makes everything go away. I don't think. If there is indeed something that, and that's a big if there is something that has been done that is bad, illegal.
I don't think they would have done all this, Rover, if they didn't find something that was illegal.
On Cohen, maybe, but that doesn't necessarily mean Trump. What I'm saying is, if Trump resigns, right, if he has done anything wrong, I don't think that makes it go away.
If you're Michael Cohen and you have something and you know, and they've done a lot of work together, the president... been together a long time. Do you take one for the team to protect the president?
No.
You don't? No. I mean, you mortgage your house. Didn't he mortgage his house to pay the $130,000 for Stormy?
Back, of course. Or he has such a huge paycheck that...
No, didn't he say that?
He had such a huge paycheck. Why would you have to mortgage your house to get the $130,000 payment?
I mean,
not a normal thing that an attorney is going to do. They were trying to hide the payment. And there are, this guy is probably going to be popped with some sort of financial crime, bank fraud. When you take out a mortgage on your home, a home equity line of credit, whatever he did, you take out a second mortgage. They ask you, what are you going to do with this money? Is it for home improvement? Is it for
pay
college tuition? What is this for? And if you don't put in there, I'm paying off a porn star so my boss gets elected president, that would be a crime if he lied about what he is doing with that money.
Why is that? I mean, so you take out $100,000
on your
house?
Because when a bank loans you money.
But if I say I'm going to remodel my home with $100,000.
And then you don't do it, that's a crime.
And then I choose to pay off my credit cards?
Yeah, that's bank fraud. Because
I don't think they're going
to
go up.
In order for them to loan... Okay, you don't think so? Let's wait and see.
That doesn't seem like that big of a crime.
That's what this is?
Part of it. That's one thing of it. No, I think it's much, much, much worse than that.
Well, they have all the correspondence between those two for... how many years?
But they can't.
Can they only look at a certain part?
Yeah, they can only look at certain things that are relevant to this investigation that are not attorney-client privilege, that are, if Trump and him talked back and forth.
That's put aside.
C- committing a crime, then there is no attorney-client privilege.
Right.
But they have something on this guy that's bad, real bad, this Cohen guy. So I wouldn't do it. No, you can be as loyal as you want, but if someone says you're going to spend 30 years in prison, you go, Trump, I hate
start
that
taping.
Guy. Yeah, let's
record.
Let's talk.
Can he pardon him?
Can Trump pardon him?
Yeah, just
him?
Every person that gets charged, you go, pardon, I'm president, pardon him.
There's something going on.
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. This was not part of the Mueller probe. I believe he is being, and I could be wrong about this, I believe he's being prosecuted by the Southern District of New York.
He is.
That's not a federal case. The president cannot pardon something brought by a state. He can only pardon federal crime.
Oh.
So, and I could be wrong. I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Another member of the Trump administration has bitten the dust. This time it's Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert, who apparently didn't get along with the new National Security Advisor John Bolton. Bossert's resignation yesterday follows the exit of National Security Council spokesman Michael Anton, who just quit 2 days before. So it's hard to keep track how many people have quit or been fired. 112-year-old Japanese man, he was actually born months before Albert Einstein published his theory of special relativity. This guy was finally recognized as the world's oldest man, Masazu Nanako. He was born July 25th, 1905. So congratulations to him. The Guinness World Records title for the oldest man who ever lived is held by another Japan man who died in 2013 at the age of 116.
Japan man.
Yeah.
My favorite superhero.
Okay.
It just says in the paper. It does, I swear to God. Japan man.
I believe your stupid paper might say that. I've never heard anybody say that.
Okay, thanks, Charlie. What else you want? Oh, God, it's so late.
Go on.
Oh, Gwen Stefani. I'll end with this. She's going to roll the dice on a Las Vegas residency. How fun is this? She's going to take over a 7,000-seat theater at the Planet Hollywood. 25-date stand that will kick off on June 27th, and it's going to run on and off through early next year. So she's going to be taking a little stand in Las Vegas.
Everyone at the Access Theater. This is the same place they all do it.
Is it? This one says yep. Zappos Theater.
Maybe they bought out the...
I don't know. Planet Hollywood?
Yeah, maybe they bought out the naming rights to it or something.
I'm not sure. Yeah. So, yeah, so this is pretty cool. There you go. That is the Shizzy and Rover's Morning Glory.
Every day together, always. I really feel
Kevin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Hey, so I heard you talking about bank fraud and getting like a line of credit with the bank. I am a loan.
Why is this phone so bad?
It's pick up your phone.
From underwater. Are
pick
you
up.
Are you
swimming?
Not on your phone? Are you on Bluetooth? Are you on speakerphone? Are you?
No, I'm on my phone.
Okay, now it's better. Now yeah. He's talking directly into
how interesting.
Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. So I am a loan officer, and I heard your comment about bank fraud and telling a bank what you're going to use, like a home equity line of credit for. And the reality of it is you can use that for anything that you want. A bank is going to ask you because there are HMDA laws that require that the bank report your sex, your gender, your race, if you're using it for home improvements. But they're not going to send the FBI after you if you tell them that you're going to use it to put windows in your house.
Right.
Well, that's why this, you look, the FBI went to this guy. This guy's involved in some, obviously must be involved in some shady activity. When he opened up these accounts, when he opened up his business accounts and he started doing wire transfers from the LLC to this woman, you know, what did he say when he opened up those accounts? What did he say the account was going to be used for? What business was it for? I mean, you have to say this stuff when you open up an account. And I don't know if he's being honest. I'm going to pay a porn star $130,000 to make sure that a story is kept quiet. But I think it's much more serious than, I mean, that would be illegal. Home equity, I don't know what he got what kind of loan. I don't know what he got actually from the bank. I don't know how he got this money that he, if it was a home equity line of credit, I don't know if he, I don't know what he did exactly, but whatever money they gave you, I don't know. You're telling me they don't ask any questions. I could go in and get that, and it doesn't matter what I put on there, that I'm not breaking any law if I misstate what I'm going to use the money for?
Well, no. If you misstate what you're going to use the money for, that's not a crime. What would be considered something that's looked down upon is if you lied about income or if you lied about application information. And the worst thing that's going to happen there is the bank's going to call your loan, and they're going to make it, you know, they're going to put it in default, and they're going to make you pay the loan back immediately. But they're not going to send the FBI after you.
Real quick, I just thought of this. If he had to mortgage against his house, or if he had to pay the $130,000 for Stormy, where did the $150,000 come from for Karen McDougal? Who paid that one?
The National Enquirer paid that.
Oh, okay. Okay, to bury the story.
Yeah, and then they never ran the story because they're friends of Trump's.
Okay.
Right.
And that's not illegal.
She got duped. No, that wouldn't be. No, that's not illegal. But if her attorney was in cahoots with it, that would be.
Okay.
So, look, I don't know what they have on this guy, but it's more serious than what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this guy is, apparently this is such an extraordinary step of raiding an attorney's office, let alone the president's attorney. It's so unusual that they everyone says they must have an overwhelming amount of evidence that a crime has been committed or is being committed, and that's why they did this. It's just highly unusual. Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yo, Rover, CLY.
Arbe, what's happening?
Peter, yo.
Yo.
Hey, is JLR in the studio by chance?
Let's see. He's coming in. Hide your phone because he's going to try and read the phone, I'm sure. Yes, Jeffrey's in the fart box right now.
Hey, JLR, do you know where your son is right now?
Uh-oh. My what?
Your son.
Do you know
he's supposed to be in school.
Is? He is? That's funny. I think I just saw him skipping school.
Uh-oh. You sure about that?
What do you have, Anonymous?
I'm 1,000% sure he's probably the only person that has a ceiling fan jacket, correct?
That is true. Sons
we did
of...
give him a ceiling fan jacket.
So we're
Sons
so
of Fanarchy.
Where do you claim do you see him?
Right outside of the bank. He was talking with his friends that he wanted to go get some pizza at Domino's.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Is that
I
possible?
Can call my wife.
No.
Oh my
God. All right. Are you crying?
Are you upset?
You okay?
You laughing? This isn't funny.
Talk.
No, it's just I don't think that he doesn't leave school to go to lunch.
Jeffrey's
in the cafeteria.
I feel.
You think or you know?
We've all skipped.
You think or you know?
He's
come
trying
on
to answer.
What's that? I know. He for a fact he was skipping school.
Jeffrey, you told me he has a phone. He has a phone, right?
Yeah, he has a phone.
Can't you call him?
No, I can call my wife and find out.
Charlie for the pictures. You want to go find the pictures? Ask Charlie. He's got them.
You have them, Charlie?
There are pictures involved in this,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I don't know if... I sent them to Snitzer and you, Rover. I don't know if you want to put them up or just privately
let
show
me
Jeff.
See.
Jeffrey. Show Jeffrey.
Blur out the
where,
face.
Where are they?
If I were you, I would
email?
Show up.
Is that what you sent? Or
yeah,
what?
Snitzer has them, too.
You don't need to blur out the face because the face
okay.
Is showing.
Here we go, Jeffrey.
All right.
I would show up.
I looked at the metadata. This picture was taken at 8:59 and 9 a.m. this morning.
All
what
right,
time does your son start school?
He's picked up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, let's see. Let me look. That I recognize
zoom
the jacket.
Zoom in.
Can you zoom in, Snitz? I recognize the Sons of Fanarchy jacket.
Come on, Jeffrey. That's him.
Ooh. Walking around.
Oh, I'd kick his ass.
We're supposed to be in school. He's by himself going down the street following two chicks.
Where you go?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Like father, like son.
Oh,
where's
Jeffrey
going? Where's
go in the hallway.
Where's he going?
Well, shouldn't you call him first?
No, don't doing call him.
Why? Jeffrey, where are you?
Him.
Like, what's he doing?
Call
he's
him.
Just
call
Jeffrey,
with the
phone.
Call
him.
Yeah, go. Go, Dieter, go.
Yes?
Hurry, go, Jeffrey.
Yeah, Dieter, go.
What are you going to do? You're going to go where?
Dieter, go.
Somebody's
going
to go. I'm going with you and call him.
I'm just going.
Yes?
But where?
To find his son. He's going to the location.
He's taking off his belt, I saw.
Dieter. Go, Charlie, go.
I don't care if someone goes,
Dieter,
but I just don't know what.
Run down and catch him.
He'll let Dieter go instead of you.
No chance he's going to let Charlie go.
Wait, and this guy's got to get this guy's phone number so we can see where his kid is.
Well, this was half an hour ago. I'd kill that he my kid if they him. Were He's doing not in this. The same. You'd kill your kid if they skipped school. Every kid skips school.
Come on,
you'd kill him.
Yeah, I feel bad because everybody does skip school, and I feel like a rat. But at the same time, be discreet, man.
Well, I mean, be discreet.
Photos.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean, be discreet? I skipped school and I did all sorts of stuff.
Do you know where he is right now? Can you tell?
No, I drove by him long ago. I'm at work, unfortunately.
So it looked in the photos that you sent like he was by himself, at least in the one that I saw. I think there were other ones.
No,
too.
He was with a group of people.
Yes, group.
Oh, okay. So there's a whole group that is possibly skipping school.
Maybe they have a field trip.
Bad seeds.
Oh, God, maybe.
By the bank.
Maybe they
have
a field trip, and Jeffrey just doesn't know, and this is all for nothing.
Oh, no. It could be.
I don't know what's worse, him skipping school or Jeffrey not knowing.
Yeah, Jeffrey has no
clue. Maybe we should call him
back. Jeffrey, I love the reaction of Jeffrey. And thank you, Anonymous, by the way. I love the tip.
No problem.
Thank you. I love that when we get tips like that. I got a tip about NADS while we were in Chicago. And a lot of people have been asking me, how come you haven't mentioned that tip about NADS? And I haven't fully researched it out yet. I have mostly it's researched out, but...
What'd you do?
I don't know. Can't wait to find out.
Caught in a huge lie, dude.
Oh, I'm not.
Caught in a lie.
Okay. Well, that's nothing.
But I love how Jeffrey, he thinks that the reaction should be that he does something. So he makes a big scene about packing up his backpack and storming out. Like, what? I mean, I skipped school. If you tipped, Snitz, if I tipped you off right now that you're... daughter had skipped school. Do you storm out of the video room back there?
No, I call my daughter's phone. It's like, where are you right now?
Charlie's on line 11. He wants to talk to you immediately.
Okay, all right. Charlie is on the on line 11. Good morning, Charlie.
I tried to follow Jeffrey out of the building. We were in the same elevator. As soon as the elevator opened, he ran full speed, ran to his car, would not let me in the car, and then drove off. And then Dieter jumped in front of the car later, further away in the parking lot to try to get in front of him, and he wouldn't stop for Dieter either. Almost ran him
over. Did he run Dieter over?
Almost. I mean, I don't know what's going on. He wouldn't speak to me in the elevator. I'm saying, Jeffrey, we should call your son before you drive off.
Well, what if
your son? He wouldn't speak to me. He refused to even talk. It was as if I didn't exist.
Charlie, what if it's a school field trip and he just doesn't know about it?
It very well could be. I mean, obviously, there's, if you look at both pictures, there's other kids in the
picture. Right. That's what made me think, oh, crap, maybe Mary Elizabeth knows, and just Jeffrey doesn't know.
I mean, Jeffrey, this is so weird. He just storms out like that.
Oops.
It's
I didn't know if I should follow him in my car or not, or just kind of let it go, because I'm assuming that it's a field trip.
Well, he should call Mary Elizabeth.
It could be a field trip.
You want me to call Mary?
If you're skipping in this day and age, I think they just call you immediately, because they know that you're not there. They take roll call. They go, where is he? And they would just call Jeffrey or Mary Elizabeth. So
you want me to call her?
I don't know. I'm heading back up.
All right. Thank you, Charlie, our reporter on the scene.
Well, in that instance, because my daughter's missed a class before, she's been late to school, whatever, they call later in the day.
They don't call immediately, right, when they have missed a class?
Okay.
Dieter, what happened? You almost got run over, I hear?
There's no stopping him. He saw me. I try to hitch a ride. I'm like, wait.
right past me.
There was no stopping.
Charlie said you almost got run over.
Well, yeah, I tried to go down the other stairs and catch him right here as he was leaving the parking lot. I'm running. And, of course, you can see me. I'm wearing a red sweatshirt. He's on his phone and just, and I had to almost dive out of the way.
So it's possible we were looking at this photo, Dieter. I mean, the one photo is just him alone. Show that one, Snitz. This is Jeffrey's son allegedly ditching school. It's him following behind what looks like a group of kids, but kind of far away.
Two chicks.
And then if you look at this other photo, it's him and one, two, three, four. There are four other kids.
And is purple the Lakewood School District colors,
yes.
Snitzer?
You got Jeffrey on the line.
right. And so they're all walking down the sidewalk. They could be on a field trip. Jeffrey is on the line. Jeffrey, are you speeding toward the suburb where you live now?
Yeah, well, I just spoke to my wife. She told me that my son's currently in school, and I told her, well, a fan of the show spotted him in front of Domino's, and that my wife told me that his teacher has said everything is fine. But I'm going to the school to verify that.
Well, how can that teacher say it's fine? Is he in the class or not?
I guess I'm finding that out right now.
Why don't you call your son?
Have you called? Well, his son doesn't have a cell phone, I don't think.
He said he does.
Oh, wait. Does Tomash have a cell phone? Jeffrey? Hello? Jeffrey hung up, I think.
I asked him, I go, does he have a cell phone? He goes, yes. He goes, I'm going to call my wife, though.
Oh, that's ridiculous, then. If Tomash has a cell phone, why wouldn't you just call the cell phone?
It's easy. He's worried about the minutes. He only has 80 minutes, Dieter.
Shouldn't he come back then? I mean, why would you go to the school? Just come back and call.
And call the school. Is my son in attendance today?
I got word that he's out of school. Can you verify that he's physically in school? Yes, he's here. No, he's not.
call Jen, your son. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jen.
Hi.
Hi.
I just had a possible reason for this. My daughter's in high school, and they have state testing today for some of the grades. And so she has late start, but if you don't go late, you have to go your same time. And then,
So it's possible that they started school late today because of some special thing. And
yeah.
Wouldn't Jeffrey know that or his wife know that?
No, of course not.
I know it. So, yeah, I mean.
Snips. I don't think Jeffrey knows what grade his son is in, let alone when the school starts. All right, Jen, thank you. I appreciate it. Let me take a break. We will be right back. Hopefully, we'll have an update for you. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey LaRoe. He's really dedicated and loves his job.
It's a pretty stressful job, so.
Too bad it's his other job at the fence company. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
I just happened to see that picture of Mark Zuckerberg using that booster seat to testify in front of Congress yesterday. That was made me laugh all over again.
It is pretty good.
He sat on a booster seat because he's so short. I had no idea he's such a tiny little guy.
5'7", they said. And
but if it's 5'7", that means he's really 5'5".
Well, that seat is 4 inches. They said that's how thick it is.
Well, 5'7" is short, but they would have a woman. Women have testified in front of Congress before. He must be shorter than 5'7".
He's very self-conscious about it, too, because I was reading articles about how he tries to make himself appear taller in pictures and stuff like
that. How does he do that?
So he'll stand with his, he'll stand like this with perfect posture, or he'll put his left arm behind his back to do that. He'll wear hats that, like, go up. He'll lean towards the camera. Like, he'll, when the camera's pointing at him, he'll lean towards it in front of people. There's a whole article about it.
Who has enough spare time on their hands to analyze the way Mark Zuckerberg poses for photos? Let alone read that article, but I mean, someone has to spend a lot of time looking at that. Any update on Jeffrey yet?
I'm trying to get a hold of him.
Okay, he's speeding away. Wasn't that a weird response, Dieter?
He used to do that all the time. Remember, he would just storm out of here. And he lives, what, 25 minutes away?
No, 15.
That's it?
No, it's
20 minutes away.
25.
Okay, yeah.
25 minutes, you think so?
He has to go all the way through downtown and then...
I'm 28.
No, you don't. You don't go through downtown.
Oh, you could, though.
But you don't.
I mean, you could go towards there and then take a 90. When I go with him, that's the way he always takes.
No.
Yes? Really?
No. Who would do that?
To 90.
Yes. No, you go... Without getting too in depth here for people who aren't from the area, you go 77 to 480 to 176 to 90. No.
That's the way.
That's the way you go, Doogie.
You do go that way.
I follow you home lots of times.
You went that way yesterday with me.
She's like, I didn't. No. I went 480 yesterday because I had to go get cable.
That's the way you go home. You don't go 77 north to downtown.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I actually can't even tell you the streets that I take to go.
Go. Go now and let us know. Yeah. Call in.
How? Honestly?
Does that drive you crazy?
She drives me crazy. Well, you know that?
Well, I know that.
She goes that way. I go, this is the, you go 77 no, to 480 to 176 to 90. She goes, no, that's not the way you go. I don't go that way. Yes, you do. Every day.
For the past
literally
what,
every day for 10 years. That's the way she drives home. Every day. 10 plus years.
If you said I'll give you $1,000 to tell me the streets that you take home, I couldn't do it.
Why?
How does your brain work? Like when you're driving?
There was a.
She's on the phone the entire time she's driving. She's not paying attention at all where she's at.
There's a split. There was an old phone screener here that when he first moved here, he talked about, and I think I kept quiet because I was like,
Oh, Hoppy.
I couldn't figure out where I was going.
He would GPS. He only worked here for 3 months, but he GPSed his way in every single day. And I'd say, you just got to take these certain highways. And he said, well, this sign, I got to take the Columbus sign.
Well, I take the Columbus exit.
And then I take that to the New York City sign, like all the different. He just looks at the city where the sign says you'll end up. Uh-huh. He never looks at what the street.
What the actual highway or street that you're just getting onto is.
Yes, exactly.
So if he were somewhere else, coming from like a different direction or whatever, he just no clue.
I think Jeffrey's on.
Oh!
Okay, all right. Let's see where Jeffrey. What's your 20, as they say, Jeffrey? You remember that from your security guard days, right?
Yeah. Northbound on Bunch, heading towards Detroit, where the Domino, where the picture was, where he was spotted in that picture.
Well, I don't know if he was spotted in front of Domino's. I mean, he just said he wanted Domino's.
Yeah,
they're probably not open yet either.
Jeffrey, it looked like it was in front of your old work.
He actually said he wanted to go to Disney World, too, so you might want to check there.
Jeffrey, it looked like it was in front of your old work.
And there's a bank there, too, in the photo.
Yeah, there's a bank.
You know where that bank's at?
That's First Federal Lakewood.
Okay, head that way.
Gotta
I don't think it is. Let me see that photo.
It's not.
No, I can tell by the sign. It's PNC.
Wait, did you call
just
school?
By the letter of bank. Like, you can't even see the logo or anything. You know that's
just
PNC.
Be sitting there.
Yeah, he's on the move already.
Yeah, well, he's northbound.
And then I'm turning west, and then I'm turning westbound on Detroit.
Jeffrey, does he have a cell phone? Yes or no?
He has a cell phone, but unfortunately, in one of the temper tantrums, he smashed it, so I'm not getting him another one.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't work.
So, in other words, he doesn't have a cell phone.
Okay. Did you call the school?
He had one. No, I haven't called the school yet. I called my wife, and she spoke to his teacher. So I'm seeing what the flying F is going on.
Okay, so hold on. So you called your wife. And you said Tomas Sharon is not in school. And then what did she do?
She goes, yeah, well, Thomas is in school. I was like, look, I'm going to, and I said that, I'm going to play.
But wait a sec, hold on. You said that Mary Elizabeth talked to his teacher. When did she talk to his teacher?
I don't know when she did, because like, I was on my way home. I called her, and I told her what the situation was. I told her that he was spotted walking with two girls, and she told me that the teacher told her that he was in school, so now
Wait, hold on. If you just called your wife and said, Tomas Aaron isn't in school, why would she talk to the teacher?
All I know is it must have been, I don't know what the hell's going on with the exact sequence.
There's no, it's impossible.
So she didn't, I thought that the story he was going to say. Hold on, don't go anywhere, Jeffrey. I thought the story he was going to say is, I called Mary Elizabeth, said, Tomas Sharon is walking around the suburb we live in. He's not in school. And Mary Elizabeth said, I'll get to the bottom of this, hangs up the phone, calls the school. Teacher says, no, he's in class right now.
Nope.
Calls Jeffrey back and says, no, he's in class.
That makes sense.
That's not what happened.
No, not at all.
What happened is Jeffrey gets in his car. He sees this photo of his son skipping school, allegedly. He gets in his car, calls his wife, says, Tomas Sharon isn't in school. And his wife says, yes, he is. I talked to the teacher.
Yes, she is.
When?
She just
It's impossible. She just says that to get Jeffrey off the phone.
Jeffrey, and I've done some research. He was spotted. The PNC is right by Domino's. So you should probably head over to Domino's. Is that the area you're going to?
I just drove past there right now, and
we'll go in there and ask if they've seen anybody eating pizza with a ceiling fan.
It's not even open yet.
Another jacket.
We'll just knock on the door.
It's not even open.
Yeah, it opens at 10:30. Okay.
So I would just drive around the area, Jeffrey. Yeah.
Well, I'm at the school right now to see what the flying F's going on here.
Well, don't be all mad at them. Yeah, it's
don't
not
use
their
that
fault.
Language. Could you imagine him walking in and starting to ask questions? They're probably calling the school resource officer right now. Get
just,
on here, quick.
Just nicely say, I got a report that my son is not in school. Can you just verify that he is in class? Can you check for me?
Yeah,
be nice.
Okay, dude. I'll be nice about it. Not angry at the school. I'm angry at him.
Well, what if he's on, like, a field trip or something?
Now, if he's on a field trip, then okay, then that is a valid reason for the outside.
Your wife doesn't know?
Yeah, you would know though, wouldn't you, Jeffrey?
And your wife talked to the teacher who said he's in class.
Again, I gotta go because I'm sorting this crap out right now.
All right, we're gonna call you back right after the break. Pick up when we call you back. I wanna just pick up and talk live. I wanna hear the whole thing. Thank you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey LaRoque.
I love this.
Out searching for his son. What a weird thing. So he did have a cell phone, but he smashed it in a temper tantrum.
Right. Which we didn't hear of. Did this happen on his recent road trip when he said everything was super normal, everyone was well-behaved?
I have a feeling it happened a long time ago, and we just never heard of this. But the story with the wife, how weird is that? No, I talked to my wife. She said she talked to the teacher, and everything's fine.
No, lie.
So when you call your wife, she didn't call you back. I mean, on the same call. That would be like, Dieter, if I called you up and I go, Dieter, your house is on fire. Someone just sent me a picture of your house on fire. And you go, no, everything's fine. It's cool. I talked to the fire department. My house isn't on fire.
Well, how could I didn't even call them? How could you?
That's Mike. That's what I bet you guys. He didn't even call her. Or she didn't pick up. When he calls, she never picks up. I bet you he didn't even talk to her.
He lied about talking to his wife?
Yes.
Yeah. Because he lies about everything.
Yes. During these hours, like she won't
she's
talk
sleeping.
To him.
Right. Because we're on the show and she sleeps.
Or she's preoccupied.
He should swing by home, too. See what's going on
somebody
there.
Somebody might be there. Stranger.
Swing by home, Jeffrey, if you're listening right now. After you hit the school, swing by home. See what's going on there. I've got to take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. They'll make you laugh. They'll make you cry. And if you play your cards right, they might even get you laid.
Get laid?
What does that come with it, a guarantee?
We'll send Charlie over.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
I think Jeffrey is on the line. Jeffrey was informed by a fan of the show that his son was spotted walking around the suburb where they live while he was supposed to be in school. What a horrible thing that your dad's on the radio and people are ratting you out like that, right? I used to skip school all the time. Jeffrey stormed out of here like a madman.
Well, his son shouldn't have had his jacket on. That was his mistake.
Son's a Fanarchy jacket that we gave him.
You have the one jacket in the whole state. Everybody knows.
In the whole world.
In the whole world. You ball that jacket up and put it
turn
in.
Turn it inside out or something. Jeffrey stormed out of here. He's trying to find out what's going on. He didn't spot them at the location where his son was photographed. So now he went to the school. Give me an update, Mr. LaRoque.
The update is, I spoke to the school secretary in the main office as well as the security person, and they told me, one, he got to school on time, two, he's been there all day, and three, I personally saw him there.
You saw him?
Yeah.
I mean, they brought him down just so that to alleviate my any worries or paranoia I might have.
Are you sure it was not an imposter or someone dressed as Tomas Aaron?
Yeah, I'm quite sure he's the real deal. I know his voice.
Does he have his Fanarchy leather jacket, or did he give it to some other kid?
No, that's him in the photo.
He would never give up that jacket, douche.
So what's the explanation for this? I mean, if he's photographed, you looked at the EXIF data, and it says 9 a.m., correct?
Today, yeah.
9 a.m.
4:11, 9 a.m. I double-checked it. I'll even double-check it again.
Huh.
So I think he was out with his class or something because, yeah, I'm looking at the properties of this.
Did you ask them that, Jeffrey?
8:59 a.m.
I said there was... I asked them, was there a school-related function that takes them outside of school? They said no. And I'm going by what they told me, that he got there on time, and he was there all day.
Well, what time is on time?
They get to school, he's picked up around, he's picked up just close to 8 o'clock in the morning.
What time does school start? What time's his first class?
About 8, close to 9 o'clock.
So you don't know exactly.
All I know is,
takes an hour to get to school.
He lives
maybe
3 minutes from his school.
They have like a homeroom period.
I don't know. Something fishy. It's the great hooky story from 2018.
Hooky watch.
Real funny, Douchey.
Actually, it was not funny.
Wasn't.
No, it's not funny at all. It's not as funny as when Jeffrey was on Hooker Watch back in 1995. That was much better. All right, Jeffrey, so what are you doing? You coming back? Are you turning all the way? Are you going to stop by home and check out what's going on there? Oh, he's off the line.
Oh, jeez. I hate that.
Hung up on me. What do you think about that?
What?
Well, his son is obviously, he didn't ask that question about, was there a reason why they left?
I agree.
But I believe there's probably a reason why they all left school today.
Well, there's no doubt that at 9 a.m., if that's what the EXIF data says, unless the person has the wrong time in their cell phone, which would require you.
It's a lot of work.
Doing something weird.
And I double checked. It wasn't like when I saved the image. I'm looking at it because he sent it to me at 9:19. And it definitely says 8:59.
And he walks to school, right?
No.
He takes a bus?
There's no buses.
No, they say that somebody picks him up, a service picks him up and takes him to school.
Okay, so did they pick him up, drop him off, and then he just started walking down the street?
Maybe.
He'd never go in.
But he's in school now. So he's in there.
And
so
he wasn't late, they said. Very weird.
I don't know. Something is. You're not doing a good job as life coach, Dieter, keeping on top of what's happening with the LaRocque clan.
Well, I tried. He stormed off. He almost ran me over. I tried to go with him.
Did Tomas get tipped off somehow?
Yeah, and then he ran back to school, and they just
They're talking about you on the radio. Yeah. Your dad's coming.
Yeah, get in school. And he sneaks back in, and then if you do roll call, then you can just leave. Because they have you down as being in school.
No, but they do that. They do attendance for every class
period.
Do they? Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. I remember the homeroom, but I can't remember if each class they would do that.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? What a scam that would be. Of course, Dieter, you show up for homeroom and then you're out of there the rest of the day?
What about like study hall?
You do that every day. Ethan in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ethan.
Rover, yo!
Yo! What's happening?
Hey, I've heard you guys talk about this judge we have here locally before and all the shenanigans she gets into and DWIs and running from the police and everything. But I haven't heard you guys with the update. Apparently she was arrested over the weekend trying to buy a gun up here at a couple of different places. I'm not 100% on the details.
I'll have to look at this update. So this is the one. Refresh my memory. There is they're doing all sorts of craziness. Give me the rundown of what this judge is doing, because it's so crazy that so, you know, if you're not from there, you go, that's impossible.
It's like a movie.
So she got arrested for a DWI, and then I think she ran to another country for a while, and then they tracked her down and brought her back, and since then she's been in and out of court, I don't know, a dozen times. She keeps getting caught at the casino drinking and partying, and now she was just arrested for trying to buy a shotgun. So
All right, I'm gonna look at this info, Ethan. And I'll see what I'll get an update on this. Thank you. Doogie, are you going to give us a quick shizzy?
I can.
All right, here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
And by the way, I'm looking at the EXIF data. 9 a.m.
Yeah, the email came in at 9:19 or something, so it couldn't be that screw up. So no, that's when the picture was taken. I don't know what's going on.
He was most definitely outside at 9 a.m.
That wasn't me. It could have been my doppelganger.
Tomas, you're saying it was someone that looks just like you?
Could have been my doppelganger. Doppelganger.
Get back into school.
Get back into school, Jeffrey. Yeah. All right, be Tomas. Whatever the hell your name is.
You had said that President Trump said, get ready, Russia, that that the bombs are going to happen, and warning on Syria, the missile strikes. Well, now a top Russian official vowed today that his country will shoot down any missiles the United States fires at Syria. So President Trump that was, is but telling I think that's Russia what, to get ready.
I think yes. that this came before, and then, they're and then saying Trump's that, like, well, we have shiny new missiles that are smart,
yes,
he said.
Yep. So that is all over the news right now. There's a lot going on with the United States.
Well,
it's overwhelming, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, my God. I mean,
it is.
I think people lose sight of how weird the times are right now politically. This is very, very unusual. And any one of these things that have popped up over the past year would be huge scandals for a presidency. And there's like 50 of them that have popped up in this one. So it makes it hard to focus on anything else. But this will be, look, if the guy is gassing people and using chemical weapons in Syria on women and children and babies, then we should do something. And I think that Obama didn't do enough. And I think that's one of his.
Sure.
I think he was a very good president. But one of the things that he did not effectively tackle the problem in the Middle East and in Syria, and what has happened in Syria with this civil war has caused a ripple effect all throughout the Middle East and into Europe as they all leave and head to Europe, all of these people who are fleeing Syria. So it's causing a migrant crisis, a refugee crisis. This should have been dealt with however many years ago, 8 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever this should have been dealt with by now. So hopefully we do something. Go on.
The Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, they said that they had confiscated.
They'd what?
Confiscated roughly $2 million in meth. And the meth was hidden inside wax Disney figurines. This was all down near Atlanta. The confiscation is one of the biggest meth busts ever in this county. The drugs were reportedly concealed inside of 500 figurines, including Winnie the Pooh, Donald Duck, Pluto, and other Disney characters. A cop by the name of Richard Holder.
What? Are you serious?
Wait, stop it. Dick, get over here. Who'd you say? Mr. Holder? Yes, that's right. Dick Holder.
Yes, he was fired
after Dick Holder is his name.
Someone, not because of his name. He was fired because someone found out he had been moonlighting as a male prostitute.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Is this real?
How bizarre. Yes. So.
And a male prostitute for women or for men? Because if it's for men, that would be even better with the name Dick Holder.
Well, they say that his username was Sweet Sensations, and it's not clear, according to the story, if he ever visited clients while he was on duty, but he did do it after calling in sick at least once. So his boss testified at his hearing and said that he wasn't a very good cop anyway.
Where was this?
This is in Sussex, England.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we don't know if it was males or females. Adultwork.com is the website that the prostitution occurred. Buffalo Bills left guard Richie in.
I'm going there right now. What's on adultwork.com? What am I missing out on in life? Go on.
Buffalo Bills left guard Richie Incognito says that he's retiring after 12 seasons in the NFL because of medical issues. The NFL Players Association last night announced that he had reached out to the union to inform that they plan to retire, but he says, this stress is causing me medical issues.
This is the guy that was apparently mentally torturing that other guy. What's this guy's name?
Jonathan Martin.
Yeah. And they were calling him gay and they were teasing him. And
right?
Stuff like that. Right. He was the bully.
Right. Well, now he says that the stress of everything that's going on. He says, quote, I'm done. That's it. It's been a long career. My liver and kidneys are shutting down. Nothing I can't restore with some balance, but the stress is killing me.
Rover, obviously Richie Incognito went overboard in the bullying stuff, but does it change your feelings about it at all? Because we know how unstable and crazy of a person Jonathan Martin was.
Well, it makes you question whether Jonathan Martin is telling you the truth. I mean, Jonathan Martin he's the player that was being bullied. He also has since made a threat against his former high school on Twitter or Instagram or whatever it was. And it makes you wonder if Jonathan Martin was telling the truth or whether he was exaggerating. Although some people would say maybe that's what drove him crazy, was the incessant bullying by Incognito. I don't know.
Comedy Central, how cool is this? They haven't done a roast since the Rob Lowe roast 2 years ago, but they're coming back for one this summer. Dieter will love this. They're going to do a roast for Bruce Willis. I think this will be great.
Yeah, he's good. I like him. He's one of my favorites.
I'd be afraid to say something bad against him because he'd kick your ass.
Does he have any controversies?
Bruce Willis?
That's what makes him good when they call him.
He's very self-conscious about his hair. Okay. I remember that.
Like the Bieber stuff, because Bieber's
he's filled with controversies. It's fun to make fun of him.
There's no word on who the roasters will be, and the specific air date is yet to be determined. I guess there was talk of Johnny Manziel from, I don't even know, with the Browns, and then he was, the Heisman winner?
Correct.
He was going to join Dancing with the Stars. But now they have reportedly decided that, let's not go with that. He's too controversial to join the hit reality show. So they're slated to announce the cast for their latest season this week on Friday. So we'll see what will happen with that. But they said Johnny Manziel is not going to be joining them. And then I'll end with this comedy.
Well, they don't want to put a guy who's been accused of beating up women on their TV
show. Tracy Morgan has joined the ranks of entertainers honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Congratulations to him. There you go. That is the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The show's always on.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory.
When you're on, roverradio.com.
Rob in Denver, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rob.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Not much, man. Hey, I'll call him Jeffrey's son. So he skipped school today, and Jeffrey said he went down there. They don't do attendance after homeroom anymore.
I find that hard to believe.
I thought they have a new app that you can just look at your phone, and it'll tell you if your son's in school or not. I thought each teacher now submits it that
way. Sure, different schools do it, but they would always take attendance. When I was in school, every class took attendance. Otherwise, you would just show up
I was in school.
Yeah.
When I was in school, we did attendance at homeroom, and we did attendance at the end of the day, and that was it.
What year was that?
2002.
My daughter goes to this school. They do take attendance.
They take attendance what since? Every class?
I think because we have gotten calls where she's skipped a class, teenage stuff.
And what is her excuse when you say,
how do you bust
you
them?
You skipped algebra.
They'll come up with great excuses, like, I was doing a test down the hall or something, some weird thing.
They already have a line ready to go.
Yeah, Rolodex of them. Uh-huh.
Do you catch them? Do you say, little Michelle, how was class today? Oh, it was great. What'd you do? This and that. Really? Because I got worried you weren't in there.
No, they're teenagers. They don't talk about that kind of stuff.
They don't?
No.
Well, unless something like that. We have tried that before, but.
Doesn't work?
No. And then, you'll say, you can't go out tonight or whatever.
Okay.
That's
And then they don't
say,
care.
F you, Dad.
Yeah, and then as they're walking out, yeah.
I need a ride and $20.
All right, I'll give you 15. Because you're in trouble.
That's funny.
Rover, you said Dancing with the Stars would stay away from Manziel because he hit women or was accused of it?
Yes.
They had Floyd Mayweather on there before.
Oh.
All right, well.
Not so much.
My theory busted on that. Who actually went to jail for it? Not just accused, but actually did it.
And Paula Deen was on there.
What did she say something about N-words or something? Or what did she? What was her story? I forgot. That's like a celebrity chef or something, some old lady. What did she say? I forgot.
Didn't she have a plantation-themed dinner of some sort, right? Wasn't that it? And then she called the workers. She used that word?
Yes, I think that's just part of it. I think she was using that quite often.
Even how do you spell her last? E-E-N. All right. Yeah. Let me just do a Google search for Paula Deen and the N-word.
Jesus.
Let's see. Paula Deen, in a teary video apology, said that her language was totally unacceptable. She...
Why do you cry about it? If that's how you talk and you get caught, why would you be teary and say it's unacceptable? It's how you talk. Like, I don't buy the apology.
Well, she's saying I was born in a different time in the South when it was acceptable to call black people the N-word.
It's
a former employee sued her, charging racial and sexual harassment. They wanted her to design a plantation-style wedding for her brother, which would ideally include, quote, a bunch of little enters and bow ties to act as servers, like the ones that, quote, used to tap dance around in Shirley Temple days. Jackson, Lisa Jackson, the woman who lodged the lawsuit, who happens to be white, says Paula Deen and laughed and said, quote, that would be a true Southern wedding, wouldn't it? But we can't do that because the media would be on me about that. Why would this person, if they're not black, why are they suing for racial harassment? Well, it's because apparently the brother referred to her as, quote, my little Jew girl. Because he was impressed with her bringing the business into profit. Now, I don't know if she's actually Jewish. Jackson is not known as a Lisa Jackson. Doesn't sound too Jewish to me, but.
Where's Jeffrey?
On his way back.
It takes a while, this long it takes?
He should have stopped by home, see what's going on there. What did you just send me, Charlie?
Mr. Bojangles dancing on Shirley Temple movie, if you want to get a reference of what she wanted.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if it's that good, but in the background.
I went to the market for to get some beef.
So this, yeah, this is what, kind of what she
this
wanted.
This is what they want the servers to walk around in bow ties, tap dancing.
And the hog so fat, and I couldn't get back.
This is a great dancing, by the way.
How do you think that this guy, this guy is a black guy, he's dancing up the stairs and whatnot. I guess Shirley Temple maybe just got to start dancing with her or whatever.
Yes.
Now, how do you think this guy was treated when they're filming this movie? You know, like back in the day, black people were not treated very well. But I wonder if it was any different.
Because it's
like
Hollywood.
This guy, well, yeah, it's Hollywood, and this guy,
celebrity.
You know, talented. Well, I don't know.
What's his name?
That guy that dances on the steps?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, what's his name? That's what I'm saying. When you say he's a celebrity, I don't know.
No, he is. I mean, he's a good
black
dancer.
Tap dancer. I don't think anyone would have been able to name him at the time.
At the time, sure.
And so I just wonder how he was treated when they were filming this movie. All right, I've had enough of this already.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine? All of society was entertained by stuff like this back in the day. Imagine if this was your entertainment
tap dancing. Yeah, just clicking your feet around. Nobody knows if you're doing a good job or not either, really. Like, Rover, I could give you tap dance shoes, and I would have no idea.
You
are you doing good?
You have a heart attack on one
Well,
step.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you'd tire yourself out, but at the same time, I wouldn't know, like, is there a beat going on?
This
What's
is
happening?
Great. This is amazing dancing.
Is it?
Yes.
Is
it? You ever watch Gene Autry and those guys?
Yeah, it's a guy running up and down the stairs.
Oh, this is great. He's tap dancing. And then she jumps in. Yeah. You can't tap dance.
You wouldn't know.
Yes, you would.
I could lie to you and tell you I've been taking 20 years of tap dancing.
No, you can tell.
Click my feet a bunch.
No.
You would have
Do you ever
no
watch,
idea.
You'd be able to tell that guy's a way better tap dancer than you.
What's this? See, now she joins in. Do you ever watch, is it White Nights with Mikhail Baryshnikov? No, excellent movie.
Never.
Must have missed that
oh,
one.
Oh, great movie.
Hey, what's
they
going
can dance.
On? You're back?
Hey, Jeffrey.
All right.
Now, here's a five-year-old who can dance that well.
It's Shirley freaking Temple.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, she's a young kid. How difficult could this guy's dancing be if she's able to do it at the age of five?
We have a crap dancer here. He wants to talk.
What's up, Jelly Bean? How's it going?
Shirley Temple.
Mr. Bostangles.
Go ahead.
What's going on around here?
Hello?
Anything else?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that's terrible. Really?
Stank. Yeah. Stank Sinatra.
Stank Sinatra. Not. God, you're terrible.
Gee, Jesus
this.
Christ, you could come up with Frank dance, try to do it the right way.
Exactly. That really sucked.
Bill Slobodson.
You're like, come up. What would be a good one?
I can't come up with any. You guys are the experts on that.
Fred Astaire.
Yeah, you probably ass got torn.
All right, so did you go home? Did you check out your house before you drove back?
No, I didn't go home. I went to the school, and I was like I said in the last segment when I was talking to you guys from the road that he's in school. He got there on time.
Mm-hmm. So did you lie about talking to your wife?
Well, no, I didn't lie to talking to my wife because when I called my wife, she told me the real reason, there was a misstatement. It was actually the reason why she called his teacher was because my son, she couldn't find my son's school ID.
Uh-huh.
And was informing his teacher about that. So that was the real reason why she called his teacher.
How many calls do you think they get from Mary Elizabeth on a weekly basis?
Not many. School?
Paula no? Abstool.
There you go.
Did somebody text you one?
Good job.
No, I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. I gotta get one in there.
So she couldn't find his school ID. So what?
Yeah, well, I got the only reason
he probably had it on him
or in his backpack. I don't know, but she was just trying to do the right thing. You know,
hold on. So she called the teacher this morning.
Yeah.
After Tomas went to school?
After his van picked him up.
And she told the teacher, I couldn't find his school ID, but wouldn't he already be at school? Why would Mary Elizabeth need the school ID?
I try to get in her head sometimes, and I've been married to her for 18 years. So she
can
be tough enough to crack sometimes.
I have no idea what he's talking about,
the
school ID.
They have to display the ID at all times. So that's probably why she called this heads up, can't find it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, all right, so that's when you talk to your wife. Way different time.
And then on the way home, I also talked to her to let her know, hey, look, this is what the school told me.
Uh-huh. But what's with the picture? He's out. I know you saw him, so he did leave school at some point, right?
No, I mean, they brought him down to the office so I could visually verify that he was there.
He was not in school. We can all agree to that, right?
No, because, for one, he doesn't walk to school. I told you, a van picks him up.
Who do you think is in that photo?
Look at it right here.
Look at this
right
photo here, Jeffrey, once again.
That's your son, right?
Who do you think that is? Zoom in, Snitz.
Looks to me like a Photoshop job because, according to the school, and they have the record that he got there on time and he's been there all day.
And you asked, was there some sort of school trip outside of school today?
Yeah, and he said, no, there wasn't. So that, to me, looks like a prank photo where the jack was cropped onto somebody else to make it appear that it's him, but it's not.
Can we see the other photo, Snitz?
Here's another one, Jeffrey.
Zoom in on this. This is Photoshopped as well? Does that look like your son?
It looks like his jacket, but it's not him.
It's not him.
Wow, you could get away with so much.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just so much.
Whatever you want.
Just show up. That's
a kid's dream is to have Jeffrey as a parent.
No, it's just that he was at school. The school verified it.
But he left at some point.
And he did not leave because the students are not allowed to leave campus during the school day.
And I'm not
that's the rule that I've been given. That's the rule I was told.
Jeffrey, I'm not saying that he did it and he was wrong about leaving. Maybe the teacher took him out for some reason.
They had no scheduled field trips outside of
school. But he was not in school. What was he wearing when you saw him today when they brought him down?
He was kind of still just getting up when I left.
You saw him at the school today?
Just a pair of blue jeans, his brown boots.
You don't know, do you?
What did he have on? What kind of shirt?
Like a blue shirt.
A blue shirt? And did he have his leather jacket on?
No, he puts that in his locker.
When he said earlier that he said, "Are you sure that was your son?" He goes, "Yeah, I'd recognize his voice." What did that mean?
Real funny. You can call Lakewood High School.
Did you see him or put him on the air? Did you see him or did you hear him?
Yeah, I believe they brought him down.
You believe they brought him down?
What?
So they didn't bring him down. You didn't actually see your son.
I spoke to the secretary, I spoke to the security guard, and he both verified. I got verification from two people.
So why would you lie to me and say that they brought Tomas down for you to see when they didn't?
I don't know why I do that sometimes. But I'm saying I spoke to two people, both verified that he, one, got there on time, two, he'd been there all day, and he was never out of the school premises.
Actually, we don't know.
We don't.
After all of this, because if you look at this, we know that he wasn't in school at 9 a.m. We know that, according to the EXIF data embedded in the photo. We know that.
What if that data was somebody that looked like him, took the picture, and manipulated the data to make it appear that it was him, and it really wasn't? Because with all the technology that's out there, it is very easy to manipulate that exit data on any kind of picture or Photoshop.
So they would have had to manipulate the EXIF data, which you can do, I suppose.
Yes, you can. I've never tried it though, because I don't know how to do it. All I know is it takes a few certain people that really know what they're doing. But yes, data can be manipulated.
Why would somebody do that?
To piss me off.
Or is it more likely that your kid was outside of school today for some reason, and you didn't see him at the school, which you lied about?
Charlie. It's also possible to manipulate data because somebody really
that's
likes
not,
to piss me off.
You can
because
tell
this
that
person had called
photo.
It anonymous, so I'm not able to confront him.
We have his number. We have his name. He emailed us.
So why can't you give me that information so I can personally confront him?
Jeffrey, look at this picture where this Photoshop is so good that there's the one of him in front of the black building right
the
there.
The window.
There's a window of a reflection. The amount of detail that goes into making such a perfect
and he's
Photoshop.
Checking himself out.
The technology has gotten so good. Yeah,
dude,
it's possible.
He's checking himself out.
Jeffrey, every time we try to give you photographic evidence of something, you just think it's fake. Remember the time with your wife? You remember?
I went to school. I verified it that he would that they by two people, the security person and the secretary, that he got there on time and he was there all day and he was never out.
All right, I'm going to ask Jeffrey a question just for off-air, and I'm going to call the school.
Okay, all right.
Here, let's take a break.
Off-air. All right. Can I take a break, Charlie?
Michael Fartley?
Who's that?
River Dancer guy. I think, is that what you're going for?
Janet Jackson?
You are terrible. Maybe Janet Jackshack, but...
Oh, crap!
Paul, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Rover. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I just want to thank Doogie for taking me down memory lane. You guys were talking about dancers and why the guy was dancing on the steps.
Yeah.
I just love the thought of Gene Autry with his two side pistols and his cowboy hat dancing to Singing in the Rain. It was Gene Kelly, not Gene Autry.
Gene Smelly.
Gene Smelly, damn!
All right, thank you, Paul, for correcting Doogie. I like that. She's always wrong about so much. I've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what is coming up on The Aftermath on RMG+. And we'll give some stuff away, too, right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
asking for it.
Well, you are kind of asking for it.
You are asking for it.
Because you're listening to Rover's Morning Glory. Welcome back.
Breaking news, it sounds like. I hear our breaking news music, which means that I need to go to Chocolate Charlie in the Rover's Morning Glory News Megaplex. Some breaking news coming into the Megaplex now. What do you have for us, Charlie?
I was able to call Jeffrey's son's school.
Yes.
And I was able to navigate the tree, get an operator on the phone, and ask, was Jeffrey's son in school all day today? The answer was, yes, he was in school all day. And I said, I don't know about this. I have pictures here that shows that he's not in school. They were able to call the teacher that had him at 9 a.m.
Yes.
And they went on a small field trip, a walkabout, to the grocery store.
Oh,
good job,
there you
Charlie.
Go, Charlie. Just one got to the bottom.
That's weird. You ask the question, and then you get the answer, and it was very simple. And she said, no, everything's fine. They just went to school. I pretended like I was Jeffrey's son, or I was Tomasz's father, and they were just boom, 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 got it. Jeffrey, you heard it, right?
Yeah, so Face on Anonymous.
Face on you! He helped you. He's so mad at this anonymous guy. He was worried about your son. He gave you the information that he might be skipping school. We were able to
seriously, you didn't have to do it on the air. You could have done it off the air.
But you wouldn't have, the result wouldn't have been this. So everything's okay.
You accused him of going through great lengths to Photoshop these pictures when he was just trying to help.
Well, people Photoshop pictures of me all freaking time, so.
He didn't learn anything about this.
No, he didn't. So you still believe those photos are Photoshopped?
Well, I think I have to change my stance on that. So at least I know the real reason why he's walking with a group of students to the grocery store. So therefore,
but you could have actually asked that when you drove 20 minutes to his high school and you
each way
supposedly talked to them.
All well, lives. I could have just called the school too, but I was just so upset at that point.
Another option you had, sure. So did you ask them? Tell me, recreate the conversation you had
I
with
went
the school.
To the,
you,
ma- I went to,
he's a secretary. You're walking right. in. You're,
oh,
you play Jeffrey.
Hello, Rose, welcome right? to the high school. How may I help you?
Yeah, just I heard that there were some photos of my son outside of school, and I'd like to verify. I'd like to know if he got to school on time, and has he been here all day, and if there was any out of school activity, like a field trip or something like that.
Wait, you asked that part?
Nah.
I inquired about any activities that could have taken him outside school, such a field trip or a walk with the teacher and whatnot.
You mentioned photos.
He used that exact wording, but I kept it to the point.
No, he didn't.
What, Snitch?
I said if you mentioned photos, the secretary would go, photos.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a weird thing, right? Like,
yeah, I said
did the secretary say when you mentioned photos?
I said I told him I work a very public job and
Oh, wait a second. That makes more sense. Immediately he dropped Rover's Word of Glory.
No, I didn't say it that like that. I just said I work a very public job.
Seconds.
I work in radio and a fan of the show, a fan
you
of our
don't
show.
I have to say that.
Hey, I was being honest at least.
But did you ask?
And he has a big Rover's Morning Glory sweatshirt on, too.
Well, I didn't think I'd be running out of here to try to catch my son playing hooky from school, allegedly.
So you, it sounds like you guys had a good trip. So he had a field trip today. You guys had a field trip over the weekend, family field trip, right?
It was a nice trip.
Lunatic Asylum in West Virginia. So you got back. What did you do this weekend?
I just went and did a song and some suds.
What
place?
Oh, went down to a place I haven't been to in a while in Cuyahoga Falls, clubhouse.
The clubhouse.
What's the clubhouse?
It's sometimes the bar I go to because they got karaoke going on there Friday and Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't been down there in a while.
How far away from your house is that?
About half hour, 40 minutes.
What time are you there?
I wasn't there that long.
Did you go anywhere else?
No.
Nowhere else?
That was it, just to the clubhouse?
What's the clubhouse
kind of
like
you forgot that whether they brought your son to you to see in person, you kind of forgot. Is there something else you might be forgetting?
What'd you do, Jeff?
That was it.
He's obviously got something, so Charlie is laughing. Well, just be honest, because you're already caught. Can't you tell by their laugh?
I checked out a strip club down there. How about that?
Oh!
Why not?
checked out a strip club.
What was it?
But I thought you only went to the clubhouse.
Well, no, I wanted to leave that part out of it to make it sound a little more innocent than it really was. How about that?
Went to the tug house.
No, went to just a strip club. I mean, you know, just off the beaten path type of place.
Yeah, I've never had your voice get so high.
Had a drink and would you lap dance or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
how much is a lap dance?
$20.
Oh, cool. And you got
she had
how many?
Two of those, so that's $40.
So we got a drink.
How
and
many drinks did you have?
I had two.
Two drinks. How much were those? $5 a pop?
$5 a pop. So,
how much did you
cover charge?
$50.
So, I mean,
was there any cover to get in
the bartender. No? No cover charge.
Okay, no cover. You tipped a dollar to the bartender. It's a $51. Okay.
Well, also at the clubhouse beforehand, too.
Yeah. How much you spend at the clubhouse?
Couple bucks. I mean, I just had one beer there, and then after that, I did my song and went home.
Drink it.
The strip
club. Well, not went home. You went to the strip club.
Yeah, you went.
No,
to the
I went to the strip club first. Then I went to the clubhouse.
Ah.
Oh.
Did you go to the strip club by yourself?
Huh? Yeah, by myself.
Do anything interesting at the strip club?
No, nothing. Except get a couple lap dances.
I heard that you were showing pictures of your family vacation to everybody.
No, I did not.
Yes. To the strippers and everything.
Yeah, here's me with the. My wife and kids. In fact, this one was just taken 4 hours ago.
It's a lunatic museum showing him the wheelchairs and the different asylums and the blueprints to the lunatic asylum.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
You didn't show anybody any pictures.
They just made that up. Kind of like the Photoshop photo your son outside of school.
You didn't show anybody there your picture.
Well, there was this two friends of mine that one male, one female, and I told them a little bit about my trip.
I thought you didn't go
pictures.
No,
I went there by myself, but then they came and met up with me.
Oh, so they met you. You have to be very specific in the way you ask Jeffrey questions. Did you go to the strip club with anyone? No, he was there by himself. But people
and then,
actually didn't meet
and
him
I was
there,
and then a male and a female that I know came up and you know came up met up with me and everything, and so we just sat chit-chatting. This was after I had my lap dances, and that was it.
Dirk Diggler says, "Wait a second, this guy just spent $51 at a strip club, and he cried like a little baby for giving me $25 to a lost bet the other day."
So, hey, well, like I said, that's different. I lost money to him because he wanted to make me feel like an idiot.
And what'd you get out of it? Nothing. Same thing you got from that strip club.
Well, that's just two different things.
Okay.
I willingly spent the money at the strip club. I unwillingly lost $25.
All right.
That's my rationale.
So, Jeffrey caught in multiple lies today.
It's a good day.
Yeah, one, he lied about not going anywhere. Oh, I didn't go anywhere. Strip club. And then he inexplicably says that the school security guard brought his son down to him so he could see. He volunteered that information, by the way, too. They brought him to me just so I could see him because they knew I was concerned about my son. He's wearing blue jeans and a blue shirt. Everything. I mean, he has a whole story. Turns out, completely made up. A total lie.
Funny. Just like I said, it's just an everyday thing for me here at times.
Just lying.
Who was the male and the female you met at the strip club?
The female, I hung out with her before at a concert down in that area. She just had back surgery done, so she was wearing this big neck brace. So that was hard.
Imagine being a stripper in this club, you got Jeffrey with her. And a chick in a neck brace.
No, yeah, she had
classy establishment.
So, yeah, we've been friends on Facebook for a few years. And,
oh, this is the first time you met them.
No, like I said, Charlie, I've hung out with her before. I remember when Malia came to town, and she happened to be in town.
The girl from Rochester, he was stalking, the singer.
I wasn't stalking her. I was just she happened to be in town. I said, "Look, if I can't, I'm gonna come down and check you out." So,
all right. Well, Jeffrey, have fun on the aftermath. What do you guys have coming up, Charlie?
We will talk all about Tomash being spotted outside of school. We'll talk about Tristan Thompson getting caught motorboating. And we'll talk about TJ Miller getting arrested. All that more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right. If you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as they get started in just a few minutes. And you can be caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER. I'll give you a pair of tickets to see the Counting Crows with special guests live on the 25 Years in Counting Tour. Sunday, August 26th, the Blossom Music Center. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com. And in Rochester, it's a hardcore ticket slap week. Listen at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., the three times to win all this week. For tickets to see 311, The Offspring, and Gym Class Heroes at Lakeview Amphitheater in Syracuse on August 12th. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but you can win them all this week from 94.1 The Zone, 94.1. That's it. We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. The Aftermath starts on RMG Plus in just a couple minutes. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.